You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
But I love the old Deepu side shot. Let's show everybody out there in YKWDville how fat Bobby is from the side.
I got this great fifth camera shot.
Yep.
And, is that you doing Deepu?
Take this right away.
Hey, that was a statement, man.
Nah,
this isn't a statement bandana.
Yeah, it is when it's a statement like that.
We got a great show today. Scopo, fill out the room for everybody listening live.
Alrighty.
All seven people. Wow.
To my right, the truth is back.
Yes.
What is that fucking shitty pan shot you just did? Stick to the fucking shots, Deepu.
All right.
I don't like fucking movement.
Bobby Ford Coppola.
Go ahead. Well, he fucking edits as we go. He edits it. No.
More like Brando than Coppola.
Hey.
All right.
But when Coppola was directing him.
Oh.
Yes.
So what, you guys
twice.
Get together?
Yeah. Joe and I are a duo now.
Pre-show meeting.
We play piano.
And to my right, maybe everyone introduces the next person.
I mean, don't do that to me.
Yeah, because he's going to... What if Will comes in?
Oh. It's Sean.
Yeah, I know.
Crystal.
Oh, you knew the last name?
That's right.
Because he's a fucking human being.
Yeah.
How? Wait, no, that's bullshit.
I just handed you a poster with my name.
Yeah, but I was looking at
Batman.
I was looking at Batman.
He
you
gave
can't
you
distract
a,
me.
A gift with his name on it, and you can't even remember his name.
Why don't we just skip you and go right to him then?
Sean Crystal from DC Comics gave me a Batman poster.
Well, he's not from DC. He's actually he's a comic book artist that works for DC now.
Yeah.
He works for Marvel. You've worked with a bunch of people.
Yeah. In comics, you're a freelance artist, so you get one job at DC, you get another job at Marvel. I've done Valiant stuff, Oni Press.
Right, and who is your who are you known for drawing?
Deadpool, probably most. Now Batman, but Deadpool.
Awesome. Deadpool.
I love Deadpool.
And you look like a Sons of Anarchy cast member.
You're not what I was expecting.
I was expecting a Howard
Porter type.
What the fuck does that mean? I love Howard Porter.
I love Howard Porter, too.
What does that mean, though? I don't know. What's the Howard Porter type?
A little nerdy? He looks like
Is Howard Porter nerdy?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I like Howard a lot.
I think
I just let Howard know that.
I think Sean looks like an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
I'm not what I look
looks
like.
Looks
like
someone he would fuck up, like in a bar fight. You would fuck somebody up.
Take the word up out, and that's what you're talking about, you friggin' lover of men.
What? Yeah, you're gay.
Yeah. You just want to fuck him.
I don't know what the hell you said, but you are gay. Yeah, I picked it up.
I don't like men, but I hear a lot about your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
and I like a big ass.
Thick.
Big ass.
Tremendous.
We'll go. Dan Soda's here. Let's just get through this. Hey. We got Sean, who's been trying to get on the show for a while.
Yeah.
Finally on the show. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for having me.
And, of course, we got The Truth. We got Chris Scopo. We got D to the poo to the fucking...
Goo.
I like it.
The
What's going on?
YouTube. Mm-hmm. And we got Dan Soda, a.k.a. Monster Voice, a.k.a. Corporate Dan, a.k.a. more successful than Joe.
Oh, that's not...
Well, I mean, we could go through the room, keep naming the people.
and of course
that
me...
That show's not out yet there, Bob. I think he might have you.
No. Yeah. No.
Maybe.
Well, what are we basing success? I can't even say success.
Yeah, it's because you have too many fucked up teeth.
Hey, that's insensensitive. I said you look good.
Yeah, Joe's looking good today.
You can't really say that.
I got product in my hair and everything.
You do.
Yeah.
And
Joe, Bob, you look cute. You look like you've been lifting weights. You're big. I'm serious.
I'm not walking into any of this.
This is like this is like when your friend's mom tries to compliment you, but she just hurts your feelings.
Yeah. You're lifting weights, you're puffy. You look puffy. Are you kidding? It's not muscle? Oh, well, you probably want to eat. Do you want to eat? I'm going to cook.
You look powerful. I'm not kidding. Look at the shoulders. You look like Dwight Howard, if, you know.
Not at all. You look the opposite of Dwight Howard.
When he tore his hamstring?
Hang on one second.
That was a good one.
Let me untie this for the hamstring bomb.
That was like trying to kick a man when he's down and you miss.
This is why he stinks. He got too excited. When he tore his hamstring?
Yeah.
He said hamstring before tore.
As though if Dwight Howard is on the bench, he looks white and short.
Hey, so last week... Last week, Joe, the week before, you hosted for me while I was in Aruba.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And then I proceeded to get fucking 9 text messages and voicemails about apologizing because a couple people said some stupid shit.
They said some negative things. But then a bunch of people said positive things, and I felt better about it.
What did the negative people say?
Yeah, they said, you stink, the show stinks, you're gay. Fuck you, you got bad teeth. That was just Bobby, but I don't know. A couple of people, some guy wrote not very good, but that guy's a fucking tool.
Why is he a tool? He likes the regular show.
No, he tweeted at me some other bullshit. That guy's an idiot. He tweeted at me, this guy, I shouldn't give him the you know, time of day or credit or whatever. I'm not going to say his Twitter handle.
Okay.
This one guy tweeted at me.
Yeah.
I wrote some tweet. It was just like a general tweet. It wasn't anything, and they wrote, "You suck, liberal fag."
Oh, that's always. That's
and then his icon is a skull. So I wrote, "I like your skull. It's really spooky." And he wrote back, "Fuck you. I guess you don't want Republican fans. I get it."
What?
Bye.
Was that Anthony Cumia?
And then he wrote bye, and it was very weird because it escalated very oddly.
Yeah.
He was polite at the end, though.
Well, bye. He fuck you, bye.
He's like, fuck you, bye.
Yeah. So then that guy wrote, not very good, which I'm surprised he's still listening because he hates me. He thinks I'm a liberal fag. But
Joe and I were going to burn guns together and rub dicks.
Yeah.
Rub dicks?
Well, I was going to rub his dick, but he can rub mine.
I'm going to have to block him before this episode comes out. I don't like these people tweeting at me. It makes me very annoyed.
I am proud to say, what time is it? 3:00. I have not been on Twitter for a day and 3 hours.
That's why you look so good.
I chose yesterday to take a break from Twitter for a couple days, for at least 2 days. Not even look at it, not go on it.
It's great, right?
Now, I went on Instagram. I did Instagram. I got to promote my shows and shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think Twitter, you're okay with that.
Yeah, Twitter.
I took Twitter and Facebook off my phone at the first of the year.
Why?
I just cut it. It was just... It was too much. It was fucking with my insecurities. It was constant.
What are you insecure about? You have gorgeous hair. You have a nice beard.
You can draw.
You can draw. You can seduce chicks into a basement.
Yeah, you're
going to draw you.
Yeah, every girl that leaves her boyfriend for a guy at art school, he's the guy she leaves her boyfriend for.
Yeah, if I met you in Poughkeepsie at some coffee shop / fresh ice cream, I fucking love you.
You had to add ice cream in there.
I think it's safe to say we all have a crush on Sean Crystal.
I'm glad to know that.
I'm going to keep saying your last name so Bobby and Soda remember it.
I remember
it. I don't think Dan's going to remember
it. I will remember it.
What is it?
Sean Crystal.
What is it?
Sean Crystal.
No, I'm not with my career.
Your voice I could do without. It's a little whiny.
Yeah, I would be insecure about the voice.
I'm a Jew. I'm a nasally Jew.
Yeah, he looks all badass. He's like, what is it? What's happening here?
I draw. If you want to come by, I'll draw you.
My pencils aren't as sharp as they need to be.
I usually do charcoal, and then somebody fills in the colors.
Who do you draw?
Deadpool. The most deadliest guy in all of the Marvel Universe.
Occasionally a Batman.
part of Scopo's job is she'd be texting us that if someone's a Jew or not.
What?
I mean, what if I come out here guns blazing? You know what I mean?
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
I don't know if you've noticed all the ouds hanging behind me.
Oh, jeez. What's an oud?
It's a Jew instrument.
Oh.
That's almost just as bad as saying anything. Are you playing, that Jew guitar?
Jew instrument? What do you mean, a calculator? All right, take it easy.
It's good to have a man.
I'll draw that.
Here comes fucking Will. Oh, God.
I know. Get all your interview questions out now so Will doesn't go, what's a comic book?
The reason why we're very... No, no, no. Will
Will's a fan,
is
isn't he?
Huge, dude.
Oh, he's a big comic book
huge
guy.
Huge. I mean, we had a... Hey, Will, what's up?
Comes in on the phone, Will.
Yeah, he comes in on the phone. What are you going to do?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry. We
nice
know.
To see you, buddy.
Hey, Will, see, you're sitting over there, buddy. You can shake him from over there.
Oh, I know where I know.
Yeah,
Will's so
you don't
polite.
Know what you know? What?
Will came in and shook hands like he just took a class on how to shake hands. They're like, you walk in, make eye contact, go around the room in a clockwise motion.
I always make eye contact.
Do I you? Like it, though, but it's very direct. It's like, hello.
Never made eye contact once in my whole life.
Why don't you talking to them? Why don't you sit down and talking to the microphone, jackass?
If you don't make eye contact, that means the person you're shaking hands with got power over you. And when I look at you in the face, I'm like letting you know you don't control this shit.
So it's a controlling thing?
No, just saying hello.
Oh, okay. Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
What are you doing, dumb dumb?
How you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing?
What's his name?
Sean Crystal.
Sean Crystal, what do you do? You look like you're a martial artist.
Thank you. I said he looked like an MMA fighter.
Wait till you hear
same
his
thing.
Voice, though. Go ahead.
I draw a comic book.
He's a comic book artist for DC.
Thank you, real voice.
No, that's not his voice.
No, this is my voice.
Oh, okay.
No, this is it. I draw Deadpool, see? There's not a rabbit in the oven. If there was, would I do this?
You draw comic
book? What?
For DC?
And Marvel.
Yes, and Marvel.
Oh, Marvel, okay. Ooh.
And Marvel.
You hate DC that much?
I didn't say I hate... Who said that shit?
You just did, the way you reacted to that.
No, I didn't say I hate DC.
He was looking you in the eye when
just
he said it, too.
DC.
Who's that? I don't know. Hey, Liz!
Liz!
Hey!
Hot damn Liz. I call her... I call her hot damn Liz.
Yeah. Oh my God, Liz is back, by the way.
This is the greatest.
Liz is back. I'm so excited. For you guys who don't work the Comedy Cellar, Scopo.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yes.
She ran the place. Literally ran it.
She was
and then they
the
hired
she was
then,
Miss Comedy Cellar.
Yeah, she, I mean everything though. She did the village. She is the motherfucker of the whole place. Mm-hmm. And all my live shows she did. She did everything with me.
And she's a
and then
girl.
She moved, and then we got Not Liz.
Yeah.
With a capital fucking knot. And now Liz is back.
Yeah.
Fucking love you, baby.
She said capital knot.
What's that? With the vengeance. I know. I'm excited. Are you excited to be back?
Are you back? Or are you just...
Back. You're like back. Yes.
You're back.
Like, bitch, I'm back.
Like Puerto Ricans in the hallway with the dog.
Is he... Yes. I'm fucking... Tell that fucking Puerto Rican I said hello.
I will.
And, are you going to be downstairs? Are you leaving? What are you doing?
I'm staying here for a couple days.
Are you in the room? They didn't even tell us. Get in. Walk in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There he is.
Good I can't. Stuff, I was afraid of the dog. I didn't want to, like, I'm like, oh, does he bite?
Really?
Yeah, I was. I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's the dog from Men in Black.
Yeah, Will's afraid of a small dog, but he'll go talk to a girl with a boyfriend right in front of her boyfriend.
That's no, funny. I was. Here come the dog. Oh, damn. Oh,
here come the dog. All damn. What? What does it make a sense?
I'm afraid of dogs.
Go.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do your thing. Yeah. Don't mind us.
I don't want to disturb
no, always. Please. You come on. Sit in the show. I fucking.
That's great.
I'm so happy. Liz is back with her Puerto Rican and the dog.
We can't use the bathroom.
All right. I'm so excited. You don't know how happy that makes me. I'm so happy. I'm so happy right now.
How do we pee?
You can pee. You can go in there and just say, hey, can
well,
I pee?
How you shit?
Oh, geez,
yeah, you don't shit in here anyways. Freaking Haitian.
I love Joe because I love that everything. He's like immediately was like, hey, but how do we?
How do we pee? We're going to pee.
See, now she heard that. Now we can't take a shit.
Uh-huh. You can't shit here anyways. There's no shitting.
Why not?
What do you mean?
Because you don't shit in a studio.
What?
Anymore, you mean?
Well, damn, I'm going to mess up my bowels right. for you.
What'd you say?
You damn, I'm going to mess up my bowels for you.
I mean, how would you mess up your bowels?
Holding.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
What are you holding?
This is why. This
bean?
Is why you out of shape. You got all that doo-doo. That might be doo-doo.
All right.
That might not be fat. That might
Bobby's
be
doo-doo. Got doo-doo belly.
Doo-doo belly.
From now on, no more shitting in the studio. We decided today.
Yeah. And we've also
this
decided
on,
Bobby yes. might have doo-doo belly.
I don't have doo-doo belly. Okay? That's not even a thing, doo-doo belly.
I know, but the way Will says yeah. it sounds like a Haitian custom.
You have doo-doo belly.
Yeah. You need to get rid of your doo-doo belly.
I didn't make it up. Google it. There's some people who's fat from not shitting.
That's true. John Wayne had like 80 pounds of feces.
No,
thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Doo-doo belly.
80 pounds of doo-doo belly. Yeah.
Now,
Liz,
have
you heard about doo-doo belly? Exactly.
I was at the Mütter Museum in Philadelphia, and there's a guy. I think it's Mütter. I was saying Mütter for years. Everyone told me Mütter.
What is it?
I'm going to do that thing. Did the guy film the thing?
Connor.
Yeah. He reached out to me. I'm going to do it. He said, you did it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I did it
before. Oh, can you guys have this conversation? What the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe we're podcasting.
It's a hang,
dude. It's a podcast
and
a podcast.
We talk about everything.
It's a podcast and a podcast.
It's a what?
No, sir.
Name's Sean Crystal.
Listen, Sean.
His name is Sean Crystal.
I'm not against DC.
I'm going to give him the Fight Club.
I'm not against DC, but Marvel do make better movies. But DC make better cartoons, and they've been the TV shows been The Flash and Arrow. Oh my God!
Not to mention DC's policies have been holding down the African Americans for hundreds of years.
Yeah, systematically,
they don't have a lot of black characters.
What are you saying?
I prefer Marvel.
Well, I'm trying to make a political
joke. I grew up
on
Marvel.
That was actually Washington DC.
Yeah, I was trying to be a pun on the DC and also political. And yeah.
Somebody get Hanky Sheaf.
I thought it did pretty well.
Actually,
no,
you got to explain it, and someone had to chime in saying, no, that was not a fact or a comment. That was a joke. That tells
you
he needs the handkerchief.
No, you
can
didn't
I say
get
something?
It.
I don't want the bomb handkerchief near that one.
Why?
That's how bad that one was.
I thought it was better than that.
Shut your... You know what? You and him bonding, it makes me sick.
I'm sorry that you can't stop real love.
You got to separate these two.
Stop. Yeah, Cheech and Chan.
Stop trying to get in the way of real love.
Yeah, Chips.
Yeah,
what?
Chips.
Are you referencing the Eric Estrada
how
show?
Come,
yeah,
how
no, the white Chips.
How come you didn't do a radio show with Joe? He'd be happy with...
Because he's got Mark.
Mark, no.
And we're making a lot of money.
How much money are you making?
About $80 a month. Split, $40.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. That's more than Bobby Kelly.
Hey.
Whoa.
Fuck, man.
I just saw your books. That's what I'm going by. I saw your taxes last year.
I don't have books.
No.
What the fuck is this, Bobby's the 40s?
Bobby's got a ledger.
My Al Capone.
Yeah.
The kid saw my books, Soda. I'm going to have to take them out.
Yeah, as in tax books.
Yeah, that's how we got put away, you fucking dumb.
I'd like to go back to our guest, Sean Crystal.
Yeah, so you grew up on Marvel.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite characters?
Well, with DC, I only liked Batman. He was the only one I was ever...
He was realistic. Superman, he was a limitless power, and they realized they can't make a story with someone who cannot be beaten.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sean.
Hang on, stop. What are you saying?
What happened?
I'm saying, what are you saying?
Superman, they made him... unlimitless, and you can't create a story with someone that can't be beaten.
Kryptonite.
That's it. You need
and
a kryptonite.
Zod.
Hold on real quick. Unlimitless, I don't believe is a word.
We get it.
He can't be beaten.
No, what I'm trying to think.
He can't be beaten. Okay? Is that better?
I don't think that's
he
a
can't
word
be beaten. No,
but
be
the
defeated.
Story of Superman, as it's been explained to me.
I need people in the chat to write down Will's words, and then we'll translate them.
Beaten.
But the
beaten,
real, the real
beaten.
Story with Superman is that he hears all things.
Yeah.
So he has to choose who to respond and who not to respond to. So it doesn't matter that he's unbeatable.
It's very godlike.
He has all of the world's problems weighing on him, and he can only choose and save so many people.
And he only chooses white people in New York.
Yeah.
That's really, really not true.
Yeah, like people in like North Dakota or Compton. You never saw Superman in Compton.
C-U-M-P-T-O-N.
Or Harlem.
Or Mexico or Guatemala.
Do I smell a Def Jam bit bubbling up here? You never see Superman in Harlem. That'd be a little crazy, Superman in Harlem.
Who's this motherfucker with an F?
Don't, he's riffing on you. Don't try getting on the riff on you, motherfucker.
Just call me a motherfucker. Why would you call me a motherfucker?
Technically, you are now, if you still make love to your wife. All right, never mind.
First off, I like that Will just got like so angry about Superman out of nowhere. He's like, Batman, let me tell you something. I don't like Superman.
Will, you should have
Superman
your own.
Superman is unlimited. Then they have to dumb him down. You know what I'm saying? Look at the new Superman now, right? They had to dumb his powers down. Like when he got shot, he freaking flinched.
Well, I think Bobby touched on it. It's that DC's characters are mainly godlike.
Yes.
Whereas Marvel, they're more flawed. They're more human. I think that's what, as a kid, I liked.
Now let me ask you a question: are you into comic books, or are you just an artist?
I'm.
Or are you both?
I'm not big on continuity, and I love the medium of comics. And I don't love all comics. I don't like just because it's a Marvel book. I don't love it. In fact, most of the comics I probably love are not superheroes. I do like some.
Like what?
Stray Bullets is my favorite comic. It's
I've heard good things about that.
That's
a
great, great
comic.
What
is this before you jerk it off? What is it?
Stray Bullets, it's a crime comic by David Lapham. He writes it and draws it. And he did it for a while back in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
And he was self-published it. He interned under Jim Starlin, who was a great superhero artist, right, and learned how to do it. And then went off and did this self-published work at a time when not many people were doing it. Made a career of it. Tarantino optioned it at one point.
Really?
And it just came back 6 months ago.
Wow. And you heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard of Stray Bullets, and then another one I always wanted to read was 100 Bullets.
100 Bullets is a good one, too. 100 Bullets doesn't come close to Stray Bullets in the writing.
Now, that's the thing I was going to ask you, because I like to go by writers. Like, I'll find out, like, writers, because they jump companies sometimes.
It's their business right now.
Yeah, like Garth Ennis.
What do you mean by comic books?
The writers are the... They're the big shots of driving force creatively in the industry. So, like,
where do you lie?
He's a draw.
I know what he is. I'm saying where. Shut up.
So that's what I was talking about earlier.
Can you draw me a gun right now?
Yeah, I can draw.
I'd
a
like
gun.
To shoot. Will.
There's a book you got to read, though.
Can I have that,
and
please?
You're gonna love. It's Garth Ennis.
Just so people don't know, Robert Kelly just put a handkerchief around his microphone because he said, draw me a gun, and no one flinched.
Yeah, I looked right over it because I was interested in what Sean Crystal was about to say.
Yeah, Sean. All right, so this Sean book, Crystal, go ahead.
I think everyone here would enjoy it.
I like that you added everybody after you just made Dan and yeah. Will.
Well, because Dan mentioned Garth Ennis, and he's the writer of this book.
Right, okay.
It's spun off of the Punisher Max. Marvel has a line
the called... Warger, yeah.
No, right, but it spun off of that. In the Punisher Max, he introduced this character named Barracuda.
Yes.
And he had his own miniseries. It's one of my favorite comics of all time.
It's that good?
It's fucking awesome.
Because I got my old roommate all of the... He loved the Ennis Punisher because Ennis takes Punisher in a way that, like... If you don't know about Punisher, Frank Castle, who is the Punisher, was a Vietnam vet.
Yeah.
Oh, the original Punisher from Marvel.
Yeah, the original Punisher. Yeah. But then Garth Ennis took it and really did this dark thing where he did... Frank Castle's time in Vietnam, and it's really fucked up.
They're doing another story like that now, but this Barracuda thing, it's more of Garth's comedy side.
Okay, well, did you read Crossed?
Oh, that's one of my friend's favorite book.
It's
a fucked up book.
It's super fucked up, but it's super funny.
Yeah.
There's like one of the main villains is called Horsecock.
Yeah,
and he just walks around with a horse cock slapping people.
It's played by Will Sylvince.
But it's like, it's super fucked up.
Will Sylvince is actually just the cock.
Yeah, no, that's all. I think he's credited at the end. But but that's like a fucked up, but it's super funny, just like Preacher.
Right. Yeah.
Because Preacher was like funny.
Right. But like then Garth writes that Vietnam Punisher one, it was called Valley Forge, which was a real somber war tale.
It's fucked up, especially the end when everyone's piling on and he accepts death.
Yeah.
I mean, we're totally geeking out right now, which I love. I love the learning about new comic books but I mean, the reality of it is now the main comic book stars of DC and Marvel is what's, literally fueling the movie business.
Oh, yeah, it's all the movies.
I mean, right now, those are the movies that are making the money to make the other movies. Am I right?
Yeah.
But Marvel is somehow doing it correct.
Right.
And DC has never got a hold of it.
Well, I think a lot of it, what DC does with their superheroes is they let other studios make the movies. Oh. Marvel makes everything in-house, which means
now.
Marvel.
Now
well, they
do.
Started
now.
That with before
Iron
the
Man.
Avengers.
Iron Man
was the first one.
Yeah. The Iron Man, to me, is probably one of the number one, if not the number one comic book movie.
Yeah.
Because it
feels like a comic book.
Well, it didn't feel like a comic book. It felt like a drama, action,
like a regular movie.
Like it felt like a movie, and for somehow they suspended reality with me with the actual suit. Like I could believe it happened. Like it was real.
And Batman.
Hang on. The only part of Iron Man that took me out of it. The only flaw with Iron Man 1 is when he first gets into the suit. The one he builds in the cave shoots up a million feet in the air and falls.
He doesn't
and
die.
And falls into the sand and doesn't die. He should have died.
You're
not protected. The suit doesn't protect your organs from hitting the ground at fucking 100 miles an hour.
That's not true.
Yeah.
No, it is true. That suit.
No, I'm
not
Bobby.
But you said it's not like
it was
a flaw.
He should have. He should have skidded.
He was in a tin can.
What's that guy's name?
Well, the
what's
suit
that,
broke.
What's
didn't
that guy's
break?
Name that played in
You would break your fucking.
What's that guy's
Mickey
name?
Rourke?
No, with the whip and the
yeah, that's Mickey
Indiana
Rourke.
Jones.
And Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford was just in a plane crash a couple of days ago, and he survived.
Yeah, he was strapped into a seat. And he
yeah,
didn't crash.
Strapped.
How do you know he wasn't
strapped
into the suit?
Yeah.
He landed the plane.
He's strapped in the suit. The suit is about his entire body,
dude,
Bobby.
Wait, didn't part of the suit break when he fell?
This is the dumbest. Are you fucking really going along with this?
I will defend this.
You're not.
Because I'm also going to defend the fact that it did feel like a comic book.
Okay.
Because it gets you to suspend
the First of all, that when he fell, he was, what, 200, 300 feet in the air? Shot up. If he came down and was kind of had the jets... was still going, and then they gave out maybe 20 feet, 30 feet off the ground, and then he skidded into the sand, I could buy it. You don't shoot 300 fucking feet in the air and then fall and live.
Yeah, well, you also don't get hit with Thor's hammer and go through 40 trees and live.
You do if you're a fucking god.
If he's fucking in Avengers.
Okay.
In Avengers when he got hit through the fucking suit.
But no. First of all, he got hit with the Thor hammer and that suit, the new suit. I would have believed it if it was the new suit.
It could have the same safety harness as the first suit.
No, the new suit was way better, dude. It was made of a fucking alloy from a satellite that is impenetrable.
Get your alloy.
You're
out
talking
here.
To a tech junkie about this. It's an argument of technology.
That's dude, the is. New suit blew the cave suit away.
Okay, the bottom line is that was the only flaw of the movie, you think?
I think the only time I got taken out of it was at that point where I think he should have got hurt or something.
Okay.
Not woken up half... in the sand. How do you dig yourself out? Okay, whatever. I just thought he would get more hurt than that. But as far as movies go, Batman Begins and Iron Man changed the fucking world.
Yes. I would say Dark Knight more than Batman Begins.
But Batman Begins did it. You know why? Dark Knight was the first
best comic book movie of all time.
I think I could agree with that because it was more of a drama, crime drama.
Yeah.
Than it was a comic book movie.
Yeah.
But Batman Begins.
That's how Batman
should
be played.
Batman Begins was more important because it.
No, it's the first Batman Begins.
It's the one where it begins.
Batman Begins was more important to me because it actually.
So you liked him training?
It showed me in reality.
Yeah.
How this guy could come to exist.
Oh, Batman 1. Yeah,
Batman Begins.
Yeah.
It's not Batman 1. They don't do that.
Batman 1 technically is Tim Burton's 1989.
Boo.
Batman.
Fucking boo.
Batman
that
Begins.
That was great, too.
Boo. Batman Begins and Iron Man 1 is probably, yes, up. It's very arguable which one is fun.
What,
better.
What are the other DC movies other than the
Superman.
Three Batmans and Superman?
Oh, there's Green Lantern. You seen that?
Wait a minute. No. Wait a minute. Stop. Superman 1. Christopher Reeves.
Great.
That was
great.
Good.
That has to be in the top.
That's a great fucking
movie.
But would you put in the number over Batman and Iron Man?
What'd you just say?
Would you put it over Batman and Iron Man? Are you heard?
I want a superhero that fucking can translate your language.
Captain America 1 was great.
That was
no.
Awesome. That
America
was good.
One?
Oh,
no.
My God.
That was good.
That's
terrible. Are you fucking nuts?
Yeah. No way.
Captain America 1 was good. Maybe not better than Batman Begins, but it was really good.
Captain America 2 was better.
I have
Captain America 2 was a lot better.
Hold on, I got a better question. Can I have
Captain America's number in my phone. Can I ask this question?
Yes.
Can I ask this question?
Make sure you also answer it, though, like you did earlier.
What are you going to ask? What are you going to ask, Sons of Anarchy?
What do you think for 2016, Superman versus Batman or Captain America Civil War?
Let's all answer at the exact same time.
Civil War. They're going to fuck up. They're going to fuck up.
You think they're going to fuck up Civil War?
No, I think they're going to fuck up.
No. Civil
War's
I think they're going to fuck up
Dark Knight Returns, which is
I think Marvel Studios, they're doing it right.
But what do you think, though?
That's what I think.
I think Captain America Civil War is going to be
I love
great.
That he just told me what he thinks, and then he goes, what do you think, though? Yeah. And he went, no, that I'm not dumb. I won't fall for your Haitian magic.
What's Civil War?
That's what I think.
They wrote, that's probably one of my favorite
storylines. Stop for 1 second before we get carried away. You think Captain America holds up with Iron Man 1, Superman 1, and Batman Begins? You think it's even in the same fucking ballpark?
I think it's at the bottom of that pack,
but I think it's crazy.
In that pack.
You're crazy.
It's up there.
What?
It's up there, like, below it.
I thought they did a great job. Avengers is better than Captain America 1.
I'm talking about
the first one in the series.
Captain America, the first one in the series.
The first Avenger, it's cool.
Was a fucking setup. To the Avengers and...
But it wasn't.
It was a setup, dude.
It was not. He fought Red Skull.
First of all, at the end of it, of course it was a setup. Because at the end of it, he crashed the fucking thing.
Yeah, but so was Iron Man 1.
Hang on. Then they show him in the fucking modern day.
Well, you know that happened in comic books, right? He was frozen in ice for years.
I know that. I'm saying the way the movie.
But so was the Incredible Hulk, and so was
Incredible Hulk.
Thor was a setup, and so was Iron Man.
I wouldn't put Thor in any of them.
Iron Man was a setup.
Thor was entertaining, but it wasn't. I would not see it twice.
Thor 2 was better.
I have Iron Man on my iPad. I've watched it probably 40 times.
Okay, so you're like, I'm saying, I thought Captain America, the first
Don't
Avenger.
Don't sing your sentences,
and
please.
I want to say.
You're saying you didn't enjoy Captain America. Is that what you're saying?
I think Captain America was
yes
a great
or no
movie,
question.
But it was a setup to Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier was way better
it
than
It wasn't Marvel. A setup to Winter Soldier. It was a setup to Avengers.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
But
thank
as far,
you.
If you take Avengers out and you go from Captain America to Winter Soldier, which... I know you have to go through Avengers, but I think Winter Soldier was a way better Captain America movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Can we talk
Absolutely.
About? Can we talk
you
about?
You think so?
Oh, definitely.
What's your name again? I'm kidding.
can we talk? I'm going to let you do it now.
I thought you'd chime in. That was your setup.
Can we talk about Civil War? Because a lot of people don't know what Civil War is all about. All
right. Well, wait.
He doesn't know.
It was about slavery, right?
You don't know what it was about. You in Haiti.
You said Haitian, so you talk bad too.
I was talking bad. Yeah.
I love the sentence, you talk bad, yeah, too.
Bobby talk bad, too.
This makes me happy. You talk bad, too. Listen, I just want to go around the room real quick. Top five superhero movies, all from Marvel?
No,
anywhere. The superhero is superhero.
But where are they from? What's your top five?
Why you got to start with me for?
Because if I didn't start with you, you'd go, this, why you don't start with me for?
You said around the room, so that way
right,
or
ahead,
that way?
Go ahead.
You want me to list all five?
Yeah, all five, your top. Movies.
I agree with you with Iron Man. That might be the best one. I think that the third Batman, the one with Bane.
Really?
Because
they
did something in that movie that Marvel will never do. They went really, really dark and deep. And Marvel's, I love Marvel, but they're not going to do that. But that's what Batman should be.
Yeah.
But I think Marvel, outside of that, Marvel Studios just dominates. I think the original Superman's a classic.
Classic.
And and the newer Batmans.
Hold on, that's only three.
I got to pick an exact order.
Well, he said five.
No, you
can
just pick your top five. You don't have to be in whatever.
All right. Well, I liked Iron Man a ton. Avengers
One.
Was fun.
Okay, two.
Super fun. Winter Soldier,
Three.
I thought was incredible. Let's do Batman, the second
Four,
one and third
five.
One.
Five.
And
so that's
three
Marvel. That's
can
three
I
Marvels
throw Guardians
two
in there?
No,
I
you
enjoyed...
can't. You have to take one out if you're going to put it in there.
Oh, I did.
That's
five.
My.
I did five. All right,
that's
I'm
my.
Done. I'm
that's
done.
My point is we haven't even mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm just going to bring it up.
Which
yeah,
I would put up there.
Easily.
Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Right
well,
there.
Hold on. Finish
one, two.
Well, finish it.
All right. I would say I would love to put Superman just because. It was the reason why the first movie to actually take us into this world was Superman with Christopher Reeves, where we went, oh my God, this guy's flying. This is amazing. like I mean, seriously, I mean, remember when he...
But that was such like a great, like, oh my God, he's flying.
I was a Yetta.
Yeah. So, like Superman's mom. Oh my Lord, you can fly.
Clock. You need to fly to school because I can't take it because I'm late.
My breath is taken away. You can fly.
I would have to say Iron Man. I would have to say Guardians of the Galaxy. I would say Batman Begins. I would say The Dark Knight.
There you go.
And then I would say Superman.
Okay.
Deepu.
I'd have to leave.
Deepu.
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 Dark Knight was pretty amazing. I hated Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know why. Yeah.
We're not talking about what you hate here.
You hated Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. I don't understand why everyone was so...
Why'd you hate it?
I bet you loved 9/11.
did you really just... You hated it or you just didn't like it?
Is that your voice?
That's my voice. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I love Sean Crystal's voice.
I do too.
Okay, maybe I didn't hate it. I just I didn't like it as much as... The rest of the world did.
Okay.
You know?
Right. Oh God! What did you not like about it?
A generic plot, you know.
A generic plot. A fucking kid who gets kidnapped by alien beings,
mm-hmm.
and taken into a world and taught how to be pretty much a fucking what was he?
A thief.
A guardian.
A thief. No, he wasn't a guardian yet. I mean, and then has to go fight Thanos. who is holy shit powerful.
Yeah, that's a generic plot.
You're right, Deepu. That's a generic.
That's not a generic plot.
It was pretty.
I'm being sarcastic here.
Oh. I thought it was pretty intricate, though, because
very intricate.
Because there was times I was confused. It's the only comic book movie I've ever seen that I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here at times. But maybe I'm an idiot.
Do you understand that that movie? Okay, it fucking connects the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first movie that actually connects everything. X-Men.
Thanos.
Thanos. It connects. But what are you doing?
I'm fixing.
You gotta stop because you're fucking up the thing, dude. You gotta stop. You're fucking up the sound.
I stopped.
Why would you? Why are you playing?
I stopped a long time ago.
You guys should do a buddy cop movie.
Why you keep talking about? I stopped.
But here's the thing with you. You play with the microphone every fucking time.
You sit there and
you do that.
It was loose, Bobby.
Dude, it's not loose.
When I get
it's
to the loose, Bobby, I stopped. Why are you still talking about it?
Because you drive me mental. That's why. Because I'm sitting here. My microphone goes out when your microphone does that.
Okay, I stopped, though.
So now we missed everything I just said.
No, we did not.
Now I got to repeat it. Thanos.
You always repeat yourself.
Ugh. I think you're retarded. I think it's one of the most. I think Guardians of the Galaxy was one of the most amazing movies ever.
Now, you were mentioning all the things that connect.
Huh? It connects everything. It connects all. It connects Captain America, Iron Man.
It's the linchpin of everything
because Thanos in the what's the rings again?
The Infinity Gauntlet.
His father was Thanos's brother, right?
Does it connect the Inhumans?
Or related to Thanos?
Does it connect the Inhumans? Because the Inhumans is coming out too.
Yeah, everything's connected. They're doing a good job of that. Everything's.
Hold on. You mentioned one movie that you like, man. Then you went on to what you don't like.
Well, I thought that was more interesting. You know, create a little conflict.
Why am I half in the shot?
What's the other four? Coming this fall to FX. It's Bobby and the Haitian.
What's the other four, man?
I really liked. Do you want to get into that? I don't know. I don't really think about what.
Man, you heard the question 20 minutes ago, man.
Sorry.
Right. I just cursed him out from fucking just grabbing. And you're just grabbing the mic, twisting it like a fucking fat cock.
Now, why you ain't attacked him?
I just attacked him!
No. You went on, and then you wanted to give me a speech. Yeah, and him, you gave him a silent treatment.
God damn it, Will. He lost his train of thought, and he used you to fucking make it look like he didn't lose his train of thought. Just fucking let him have it. He's a good guy. He's trying to host. He fucked up and he blamed it on you. That's it.
As a fan of this
podcast, he's got a dumb thought.
To be stuck in the middle of this is just a fucking dream come true.
God. Joe. It's so clear he had some dumb, shitty thought that he couldn't put together. So he went off on you, and then now we've moved on.
I'm going to admit. I'm going to admit right now.
He just gave us. He went like this. Don't do it. And let him continue his freaking top five. Hey. But with me, he stopped the whole show and gave me and preached about why we should not unplug microphones.
I was moving the mic like the
Riotcast studios.
I'll do the difference between how I was moving the mic. This was me moving the mic.
Yeah.
Very subtly like that. Yeah. This is Will.
Yeah. Will popped. He unplugged it. No. He actually unplugged the fucking microphone. Unplugged it. And my mic goes out when his mic.
Has it ever occurred to you that it was halfway unplugged? I was plugging it back in.
That's bullshit.
Not true.
Because to unplug it, you gotta press a little button and snap it out, dummy. So that means it was already unplugged. So that means I had to force my thumb to hit the button and slide it out.
You know this microphone works, right? You don't need to scream into it. It actually works just fine.
Is this what the show about?
I like the three Christopher Nolan Batmans and the two Tim Burton Batmans.
Are you fucking really with the Tim Burton Batmans?
You gonna leave the Avengers out?
I didn't see the Avengers. I don't care about comic books, really.
Why are you here?
Why am I here? To do comedy, you fuck. Why are you here?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
He's killing it today.
I didn't know it was the comic book podcast.
I'm going to be the most hated guest of this show.
No, you're not.
Sean Crystal, you are not.
No, not even close.
The women who listen to this are going to hate it, but no, all four of them.
But I think those are good movies. I think both Batman movies were pretty good.
I'm fucking sick of Tim Burton and his kooky, dark little cat. Fuck him. Didn't he do the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Which one did he do?
That was Joel Schumacher.
He did the first two, Batman Returns and Batman.
With Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Except that was the weird part, and I think Mike Lawrence had this point, too. That's the only time that the Penguin, as far as I know, has tried to be associated with a Penguin.
Yeah.
Where he wasn't a guy being like, I'm acting like a Penguin. They tried to make him. He was related to penguins.
Yeah, like he was.
Was not what the penguin was supposed to be.
He got bitten by penguins and got their powers.
I guess Guardians is higher than Batman Returns. But that first Batman I thought was great. I still think it holds up. I think it's funny with Nicholson and Keaton is great.
I think it's fine. But when you go to Batman Begins and you're talking about a movie that will hold up.
Oh, yeah,
you
those
can
are
watch over and
just,
over again.
I saw the Nicholson one recently, and it is so bad.
Oh, maybe
Nicholson is so
it's
bad.
It's fucking. It's really is. Oh, it's campy.
He's well, bad compared to.
I like it.
But he's bad compared to Heath Ledger, though, I think. Well, I think is that what you're comparing
okay,
it
no,
to?
No, I'm not comparing. It's just bad. Like, you just watch it. It's just
okay,
bad.
So Heath Ledger one and Jack Nicholson, which do you pick?
Heath Ledger.
Oh, don't even
oh, Heath Ledger.
Well, that's the dumbest.
Okay. Batman Begins and the Tim Burton one.
Batman Begins.
Okay, great. So that's two.
What Christopher Nolan did with that franchise is okay. Fucking amazing.
Even Bane was better than all those Batmans.
He actually made Batman dark.
Yeah. Which he should be. Yeah. He's fucking mental.
And realistic.
Go ahead. What do you say?
You're just asking me to name my top five. I didn't say they're anything near it. I don't think the Tim Burton Batman is anywhere near Dark Knight. I think they're fucking on different whatever planets. My top five favorite comic book movies. I haven't seen the Avengers.
Do you normally raise your hand when you ask a question, Joe?
I try to when it gets too wacky.
Yeah, Joe does raise his hand. Okay, what do you got, Scopo?
I would say Iron Man.
Okay.
Captain America 2.
Boom.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Bang.
The Dark Knight.
Okay.
And...
You've had a half hour to come up with this.
I honestly give it a 4.
I mean, you're the dumbest person I know.
Oh, Avengers.
Really?
Yeah. That's 4 out of 5 Marvels. He had 3 out of 5 Marvels. Now, I have 0 Marvels.
Now, here we go. Here's a question. Now they got Ben playing Batman. We got the Superman guy coming back. Okay? They're going to fight each other, I guess.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like Superman, too.
They're basing it off, I think they're basing it off Dark Knight Returns. Frank Miller, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
and there's no way they're going to capture
it. Okay, wait a second. Yeah. So Dark Knight Returns?
Dark Knight Returns is the Frank Miller... that he wrote, which is fucking crazy.
The last Batman that we saw was called Breaking the Bat, right? Bane.
That was based off Breaking the Bat.
Right.
But the fight scene was based off Breaking the Bat.
Who?
But it was called Dark Knight Rises.
Rises, and who did that?
Well, they took it from multiple comic books, just like they did Dark
Knight. Yeah, when Bane came into the Batman universe, he broke Batman's back, and Alfred became Batman for a little while.
And then Grayson, and then Nightwing. The Yeah.
Wait, Alfred was Batman?
He took it over for a little bit, and then Dick Grayson became Batman, and then he became Nightwing, and then they got a new, and then Bruce Wayne returned.
All right, now we're losing everybody.
Isn't Alfred? Yeah, yeah. Isn't he like 75 years old?
No, but Alfred was a fucking Royal Marine.
He was a badass
motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really?
If you learn how to read, Joe.
They didn't say that in any of the movies, though. Any of the Batman movies.
They didn't.
No, not in the movies they didn't, but if you read the comic book, Alfred was a badass motherfucker.
Yes.
That's what made him cool.
Well, they should have had him. That would have been a lot cooler, though, instead of like a 75-year-old guy.
Instead of Michael Caine getting over-emotional, going, I told your parents I was not going to let you
die. That scene is unbelievably bad.
Mr. Robin, Master Bruce.
He is so bad in that movie.
You had it, but then you said Robin and you lost it.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole. We don't care if you make a mistake.
I nailed it for a little
bit.
You
just keep going, Dan.
What's your top five?
Number 1, Dark Knight. Number 2, Batman Begins. Number 3, Avengers, because I thought it was so much fun. 4, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Bam.
And number 5, I would probably have to say... I want to say Superman because I loved.
I'm with you.
I remember watching that and being like, "Holy shit, that's like super!" As a kid, I was like, "Oh,
the Christopher Reeves."
Yeah, Christopher Reeves.
Are they gonna?
That's what I said.
Yeah,
in the Batman versus Superman, are they gonna introduce Robin?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's been leaked. It's gonna be a girl.
Why do they fucking gotta do?
No, well, that's from The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, but why do they gotta make fucking Robin a girl? Why the fuck?
Because Robin's supposed to be a girl. You see that outfit that the dude was wearing?
Yeah, also.
Catwoman is a fucking girl. Can we stop with this shit?
Because I don't know if they're...
And I love, what's her name? That Spanish actress who said, what do you think about all this? They're trying to make give minorities roles. And it's like, stop. Let white people have their superheroes. She was like, stop trying to have a Puerto Rican superhero.
Who was that?
Rodriguez, the chick that was in Lost.
Can I say my top five?
Go ahead. Say your top five. Black Panther.
He's like, Shaft. Like, that's okay. Meteor Man. Robert Townsend.
What was the one that the Wayne's brothers
Blank Man.
Blank Man.
That's
Blank
a great
Man.
Movie.
I was going to say that. Blank
Were
Man.
Were you really?
No.
Oh, I love Blank Man.
That's a great
Blank
movie. It's Scopo's second favorite movie.
After National Treasure.
That's right.
National Treasure. Who likes National Treasure?
I like National Treasure.
I didn't finish.
Yes. You haven't even started, you dum-dum.
Yeah. He didn't raise his hand for that, did he? Come on. Hurry up, homeless beard.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's Iron go Man. Homeless shirts also.
Iron Man.
Get that Chris Rock finger. Put that down. You're scaring
Iron
everybody.
Man.
Looks like a mic stand.
Oops. Batman Begins.
Bang.
Spider-Man 2.
What?
With Spider-Man 2.
Which one?
With Dr. Octopus.
Okay. Really?
Are you kidding me?
That dude who played Dr. Octopus was so dope, man. That villain was so dope. Avengers.
Are you shitting me?
The Avengers?
Are you shitting me?
The Avengers?
All right, what's number five?
All right, Dr. Octopus.
What's your fifth?
Who's listening to
this? I want to walk out on my podcast. Go ahead.
What's your
fucking
fifth?
Doctor. Spider-Man? Really? Peter Parker and the Octopus?
Dude, let him get to five.
Go ahead.
And Captain America 2.
Okay.
A lot of sequels in there.
Let me tell you something. You are a fucking jackass.
Explain all my why they whack. All
right, Spider-Man 2... Dr. Oct is a... are you nuts?
I put Spider-Man 1 way over Spider-Man.
Way over. Spider-Man 1 with Tobey.
Good.
Number one. If you're going to pick a Spider-Man movie, you pick that. You don't pick fucking 2.
You hate
just
2?
Horseshit. Horseshit.
It was awful.
Just horseshit. Unexplainable horseshit.
Forced.
Forced horseshit.
So you're going to say you hate 3 also?
They haven't...
The reason Tobey Maguire was able to stop playing Spider-Man. They're like, they made him fucking sing and dance.
Here's the thing.
They fucked up Venom.
Here's the thing. You want to do Spider-Man, you have to do what they did with the Hulk. They have to throw him into something else.
Which is...
And they have to...
Well, that's what they're doing now.
Which is what?
You heard that Marvel got the rights to Spider-Man back?
Well, everyone says that's... I don't want to
spoil alert. Hang on one second.
He's going to be Civil Wars.
Put your iPhone earbuds down right now because Dan's going
to count to 10 seconds.
1, 2.
He's going to show up in Avengers 2.
All right, now if Spider-Man.
Civil War, isn't it?
Did it say Civil War? Because I heard he's going to be. I heard he's going to be at the very end of
Civil
Avengers
War,
2.
Civil War, Captain America.
Oh, at the very end, and that'll
tease
Civil War.
That'll tease Civil War.
Okay.
No, they say it's today.
No, he's going
to
be in.
He's going to the.
Will, you're not listening to me. He's going to show up in Avengers 2 and then be in Civil War.
Is he going to be the last scene?
Yeah, he's going to be.
The last,
they're saying
the
that
credits?
He's going to be the Easter egg.
No. That's what I'm telling you. Is that the production already stopped for the Avengers?
Oh, you're saying he's going to be the Easter egg in Civil War?
No. He's going to be in Civil War.
Well, the rumor on comic book movie was that he's going to show
up. But check this out. Hold on. Can I say this?
Are you fucking listening?
With Spider-Man in Civil War. With Spider-Man in Civil War, that makes it even worse for Batman versus Superman now.
Why?
Because they was keep competing on the same day. They had the same day. It was going to come out on the same exact day.
Look, if DC comes out on the same day as a Marvel... They're dumb.
Well, they're coming out in July, right? Is it coming out in July?
No, they're coming out in March. It's coming out in March.
What is coming out?
They moved it up.
What?
You're not.
They were supposed to come out.
Slow down. Calm down.
Fucking tough to get a word in with Will sometimes.
Calm down.
They were supposed to come out the same day, March 5th, May 5th, and Batman vs. Superman and Marvel and Avengers and Captain America 3. And then they thought they could beat Captain America 3 because they thought Superman versus Spider-Man was better. When Guardians of the Galaxy came out and did excellent numbers, DC buckled because they're like, oh, shit. If they're doing that with an unknown movie, imagine Captain America 3. So they moved the movie up to March because the reason why they moved it up to March, they saw how good Captain America 2 did this past March, how excellent it did. So it was like, you know what? It's not that bad.
Okay, now you can't talk for 10 minutes.
When is Batman Superman supposed to come out?
Not March.
Of this year?
No, next year.
Next year.
This is March. I mean, I won't say March.
When is the Avengers coming out? I mean,
May 1st.
Now, I want to ask a question about the Avengers. So, first of all, Marvel has Spider-Man back.
Yeah, they bought it. They got it from Fox.
Halfway.
Hang on.
Yeah,
they're
allowed to use him, but it's Sony.
Sony
can still make Spider-Man movies, but they're leasing.
You know they're
the
making
back.
Fucking 9 Ghostbusters?
No.
9?
I'm exaggerating, but they're making a woman one, and they're going to make a man one.
And they're going to make a Guatemalan one.
What? That's made up.
Yeah, because he can't say Guatemala. Guatemalan? Is that right?
The Somalian from
so Guatemala. There's an extra syllable. Guatemalan.
Yeah, the Guatemalan.
Yeah. No, there's no.
They're gonna do. They're gonna do a movie about the guys that make the proton packs.
They're actually making an all-woman Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Which look okay. I'm with it because of the people they picked. I think they casted it amazingly. I think with the people that they casted, it's gonna be fucking hilarious. And to reboot something like Ghostbusters without the guys, okay. I'll go with that. But now, don't do two. Don't make me choose a year and a half later. Don't do that horse shit.
Did they cast the guy one yet?
Because they have the rights. They're thinking about fucking Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be good.
No, he won't be good because there's going to be one out already.
Oh, Channing Tatum was in it, I think, right? Ugh. I think Channing Tatum's going to be in it.
Was it a sexy Ghostbusters?
Well, we're going to have to deal with
one
of them.
Fuck ghosts.
One of them. It's like
Bobby
Carr's
going to be a ghost.
It's going to be...
Why don't you throw a banana over there?
Okay, there you go. Take that. But don't get... He'd blow his nose with it, put it in his back pocket.
Like an old rancher?
I think it's fucking stupid that they're doing that. I mean, come on. Just do one. But these rights, that's what I hate.
And
now Sony has the right. If they do a Spider-Man, first of all, if Marvel does it, they should just add him to something, which I think is great.
That's all they can do.
If they're not doing a whole movie with him, I don't think he can carry a movie.
Well, this is what happened. This is the deal. Marvel's going to do the movie for Sony, but Sony's going to get all the profits. I think that's what I read.
That doesn't sound right, though.
I'm telling you, they're going to hire Marvel as... they're going to pay Marvel, of course.
So they're going to hire Marvel Studios to make the movie, and they're going to produce it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Which makes better sense for the Spider-Man
But they're
the
still
Spider-Man
producing
franchise.
It, I think that's where the problem is.
I'm not going to go see a Hulk movie. I'm going to go see an Avenger movie with the Hulk in it.
No, the Hulk is going to be badass.
Do you understand what I'm
saying? They haven't been doing the Hulk right. Now they're going to do the Hulk right.
Are they making a Hulk movie?
Yes. The reason why the Hulk failed because Ed Norton, he bullied the movie and rewrote the entire script.
Yeah.
Is it Mark Ruffalo? Wait a minute, what?
Edward Norton was notoriously difficult to work with on The Incredible Hulk.
That's why he's great in Birdman.
He wanted to edit it himself. He wanted to add some stuff in.
He wanted it to be a dramatic movie, and Marvel was like that. So they gave it to him because Marvel was just coming up at the time, and they knew how big Ed Norton was. So they just allowed him to change the entire script, and that's what happened. So technically, Hulk was not really by Marvel in my head. It was really by Ed Norton.
It wasn't
or
a Marvel Studios movie.
Yes.
It wasn't.
No.
No. I liked Hulk 2 better than Hulk 1.
Oh, the one? Yeah.
I think the one with Ed Norton was better.
Yeah, but
I think it was.
But I still like 1, though. 1 was kind of nice.
1 was stupid.
When he was running the desert.
Oh, the
Dodging
dogs?
Missiles.
The fucking dogs? Are you kidding me with the dogs?
The only good part was Nick Nolte as Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah, I liked WrestleMania 6.
Yes!
The Warrior. That was pretty cool.
So Spider-Man's coming back. You're saying that it's going to be in the event.
Apparently it's
and
Civil
who's
War.
Who's the
Spider-Man? I want to know one thing. At the end of the new Ultron, Age of Ultron trailer.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's the Vision.
Vision.
Are you serious? Hang on one second. If that's Vision, right? I didn't know if it was Vision or not. I wanted to just hear you guys say it. But if that's Vision, if I'm correct, that's Jarvis.
Yes.
Jarvis turns into Vision.
Yes.
Yes. Jarvis is just a computer programmer like Siri.
Right. But he becomes
the Vision.
The Vision.
Wow. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm not a total fucking nerd, but the reason why I love Marvel. The connection.
That's they do like what Tarantino does with all his movies.
Exactly.
Like Tarantino, you know.
They're doing what they did in the comic book for decades on the big screen now.
Which I think is the smartest thing they've done. Yeah. I think what bums me out as a comic book fan is there's all these original stories that they could make into incredible movies or even TV shows, and then they just keep going back to the same guys. It's like the same guys getting work where you're like, you know, Preacher was optioned by HBO with Robert Rodriguez and having Johnny Depp play the Preacher, which would have been
awesome.
Fucking unbelievable. That story
is
so great.
That's a book you should read.
Preacher. What is that?
It's about a man.
It's a fucked up book.
Explain it.
It's about a guy.
Don't let our guest, who's our actual DC comic book writer, explain it. I'm trying to give him a shot.
It's actually Dark Horse.
I want to hear. I'm impressed with Dan's. Your geek.
Yeah, we're all impressed with Dan.
You don't know, Chris. Just say you don't know.
Everybody loves Dan. Look at his bank account. We get it.
It's not big. It's low.
You have a huge bank account.
No,
dude.
I don't.
I've seen it.
It's low.
I've seen it.
Will has everyone's books.
Will's the bookkeeper.
I think Will just called him Chris, by the way.
His name's Sean Crystal.
Yeah.
I saw
his name was Sean Crystal.
Sean, explain it.
That's how Preacher's a fucked
Dan,
up
explain
book.
It. Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry, Dan. I apologize. Please just talk.
It's about
tried to dish it over there.
It's about a preacher in Texas who loses his faith in God.
Right.
And then he actually gets the superpower of the voice of God.
Ooh.
Which means when he gets into a certain place, he can use the voice of God, and whatever he says is.
Because
it's God's will.
He's Superman.
It's not Superman at all.
No.
But he can only use his power kind of in like fucked up weird spaces.
It's not a superhero book.
It's not. It's about this guy trying to find his own morale. It's about this guy finding his own faith.
Ooh.
I almost said morality.
It's again the same writer that we were talking about
Garth
earlier.
Right. Yeah. And it's like six books. But why don't they do The Boys? They should do The Boys. That is like one of my favorite.
I never read The Boys.
Preacher it is.
And The Boys.
Yeah.
The Boys.
That's Garth.
Like,
well, you can't say. Too. The reason why you're confused. You're going to like. You say The Boys, nobody knows what the fuck that means.
All right, so
you
The Boys
have to explain
is
that.
The Boys is another series done by Garth Ennis. It's 12 graphic novels, and it's about a certain section of the CIA that controls superheroes. So superheroes are well known, they're a thing, and they're like celebrities. But the thing is Garth Ennis wrote them to where superheroes are dark. So they fuck hookers, they do drugs,
right.
They're like celebrities, and they kill civilians.
Why?
And they're just because they can, because wow. They're superheroes.
I love that.
So there's a group of CIA agents that they put together to monitor to make sure that they don't go out of control.
Right.
Ooh. So the whole
like
story.
The Illuminati.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Did you read Sleeper?
Almost like Civil War. Almost like what Civil War is about, right?
What is Civil War?
Civil War is
this
Marvel.
Is the next.
Yeah.
Avengers.
It's a Ken Burns documentary.
Correct?
Yeah,
no,
it's
the next Captain America Civil War.
Well, Civil War is the next Captain America.
Can I explain that?
Yeah, but they did multiple Civil Wars.
Can I explain that?
I bet you can.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's your name? Will. Go ahead.
Civil Wars is basically they want to have control over superheroes. They want to have them to register like a driver's license.
Right.
So they could know who did what, who did this damage. Basically, they just want to know so that they could charge you. Because superheroes is going to go on out of control. Yeah, you said the cap, but you tore down the whole building.
So that was
called the Mutant Registration Act, right?
Yeah.
Superheroes.
They did that in X-Men.
Superheroes. Right. Superheroes divided. It was one side that was with it, another side that wasn't with it, and the leader of each side is Captain America and Iron Man. And Captain America
is
for the freedom, and Iron Man is for the Registration Act.
Right.
And they fight. And Civil War is the superheroes fighting.
It's basically between Tony Stark and Captain
America.
Okay,
but how does Tony Stark fight Captain America when all you have to do is wait for him to be out of the suit and you could smush Tony Stark's head?
Because Captain America is a justice guy.
Okay. Now, here's another thing. You see in...
Yeah. Nailed it. Nailed it, Will.
You're on video, dummy. We can still see you.
I love the Chekhov, though.
Okay. Like,
Chekhov, the Star Trek character.
Yeah. Joe.
So now
that's the only thing he knows.
So now, how is Guardians of the Galaxy and Thanos? How's that all going to come into play? Where does that come?
No, I don't know a lot about Guardians.
Because I've heard Wolverine and X Men are going to start coming into the Marvel Universe.
Well, I don't know how they're going to do
not
that.
Not really, because
they only have two. They have
Sony,
two X Men in this
Sony
Age
owns,
of Ultron.
Sony owns the X Men.
They do.
Yeah. So
and they're doing a Wolverine too.
And check this out. This is what happens. Marvel sold the rights to these people, right?
Right.
And they say, but if you don't do nothing with them for about 2 years, we get the rights back. So the thing is, these franchises are making so much money, so these studios are like, you know what, we're just going to put out a movie every couple
of
years.
That's why you see so many Spider-Man repeating another Spider-Man one.
Because they don't want
to let it lapse.
This is all bringing me to the one I'm truly waiting for.
I crossed my legs like a
white guy. The one I'm actually excited about. The fucking... I would think would be up there, maybe above Iron Man 1 and Guardians of the Galaxy, is Deadpool.
Ah!
Which you draw.
I drew Deadpool for about 5 years.
You drew Deadpool.
Yeah. Which is that, he's one of the
coolest. Did you see the trailer? Did y'all
but
see the trailer?
Well, we're going to talk about that, yeah.
But that's not Marvel Studios.
Who is that?
That's Fox. They own all the mutants, the rights to make those movies.
So we're fucked.
Now, is
Fox making a Marvel?
I thought they made
Fox.
It though. They're making it.
Oh yeah,
it.
I made a boo boo.
They
yeah.
make
Fox,
it.
Not Marvel Studios. Yeah, I made a boo boo. I made a boo boo. Fox owns the X Men series.
Right, and Deadpool.
Sony owns Spider Man. Who owns the Fantastic Four?
Who cares?
They made that.
Who fucking cares? They're making that again too.
They already made it.
And they made the Human Torch black. I'm not.
Well, he should be black. That actually makes more sense. Because if you catch on fire,
you want this handkerchief?
I thought it was pretty good, and I got a guess.
I giggled,
and they didn't laugh because they're afraid.
No,
dude, the Human Torch should be black. That's funny. That's observational, and that's funny. That's alty.
I'm surprised you're taking that too easily. I don't think you should.
I just wanted away from him because I don't want, you know, whatever he has on.
I prefer it too because it was covering his face. He looked like Wilson from Home Improvement. I could just see his eyes sticking up. It's very annoying.
I think.
What is Deadpool? I've never heard of Deadpool. I don't know anything about Deadpool. What's Deadpool?
You drew him for five years, you drew Deadpool.
Yeah.
Did you see
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell
me. I saw National Treasure. I thought it sucked. All right? I'm trying to talk to this guy.
No, the Wolverine movie, the first one.
No. It wasn't.
Ryan Reynolds. Right. Ryan Reynolds is the
I like that you still reacted as though I said yes. Did you see that movie? No.
Hold on.
Ryan Reynolds' character?
Who's going to do it better, him or him?
He drew it for five years. He drew the character for 5 years.
All right. You know Wolverine, right?
I'm familiar, yes.
You're familiar. He's a mutant with healing power, and he was also engineered as a weapon.
Right.
All right, the same people that created the weapon of Wolverine, it was called Weapon X, created other weapons. One went bad, and that's Deadpool. And he's basically Wolverine, but he's played for comic relief.
He breaks the fourth wall all the time. He's like...
And he's ultra... It's ultra violent, lots of action.
Very funny.
Very funny.
So is he a good guy or a bad guy?
So he's basically Ryan Reynolds. You know his type of funny?
Like Vince Vaughn,
Funny.
Well, you could say Ryan Reynolds funny.
I don't know Ryan Reynolds anymore.
You don't know Ryan. You see,
I know who he is. He's very attractive.
You never saw what's the
what's hit attractive? What's hit attractive?
He did Waiting. He did.
Hold on. What is hit attractive?
No, what's the movie with him and the girl? When they were back in high school.
My best friend.
What is that movie?
Joe ain't gonna know it. He doesn't know Ryan Reynolds.
I'm asking.
Amy Smart's in that movie.
Get the fucking.
I'm getting it.
Well, don't say more shit that don't make sense.
The person that's in the movie doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but no, so we still don't know it.
He said Amy Adams.
The guy's name is Deadpool.
Yeah, what you should do is while he's doing that, we should show him the page of Deadpool. So he can see what he looks like.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He'd still. You guys just explain the character.
I'm going to show you now.
So the character Deadpool.
I want to hold it up.
He just goes around killing people and makes fun.
So he's like a bad guy.
He's a good bad guy.
It's like the reverse Peter Parker.
One of. I'm getting this on the camera right now.
And not your face, which is for relief.
This is one of his drawings.
Oh, wow.
Right here. And
that's
it's
awesome.
On the camera.
That's dope.
Now what about your tattoos? Do you do that art?
No.
No.
This is Deadpool, right here. Can you see him?
Me? Yes, okay. I see him.
They see him.
Why don't you just pass him around?
Yeah, sure. He's fucking awesome. But here's the deal. They tried to make him.
Just Friends.
Just Friends. If you haven't seen that movie,
it's great.
It's fucking hilarious. The beginning of that movie when Ryan Reynolds is fat.
Yeah.
Is one of the funniest things ever.
Lip syncing to All for One.
God, he's so fucking
great. He's good in Smoking Aces, too.
He's great in Smoking Aces. He's great in everything I love Ryan Reynolds.
Me, too.
I thought he was great in Blade when he got fucking shredded, did roids.
You think he was good in Green Lantern?
I'll tell you, look, at Green Lantern, I give him a pass, okay, because it wasn't him, it was the movie. That movie sucked.
How bad?
It was, I forgot it exists. Okay, that's how bad. I forget that it
even
happened.
Great in Safe House.
He's great in everything. I think Ryan Reynolds is one of my favorite actors because he can do drama, and he can be really funny and sarcastic. Yeah. Very similar, but I think Robert Downey Jr. has a little more panache, a little more class.
I think Ryan Reynolds will make fun of himself more.
I think Ryan Reynolds is a little more self-deprecating.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this in the X in the Origins.
This podcast is just opinions.
But X-Men Origins when they had him starting up as that scene when he's in the elevator and they go in and he goes first.
Right.
Yeah.
He's so funny and they perfectly nailed Deadpool to the point where you're like,
hey, what's going on? This is R to the K to the L-E. I did it exactly the way I did it before. You ever wonder why razors are so damn expensive? Maybe it's because these razors are loaded with so much shave technology, a vibrating handle, a swivel, a chassis, 19 blades, a laser pointer, compass, thermometer. Unbelievable. Okay? I don't need any of it. And I don't need, I just don't need it. Okay? And it's not fair to make me pay for this crazy, crazy technology that is just trying to shave my face. I was sick of paying for it. Out the nose. You know what I did? I changed. I went to DollarShaveClub.com. I made the switch. It's amazing. My life is better. It's easier. I don't have to worry about razors anymore. I don't have to worry about going to a CVS, going to an aisle, and it's like visiting a friend in prison behind the glass. I have to wait for a guard to show up. Hopefully there's not a line to unlock them or get my hand stuck in that box. You got to pull them out, and then they got to unlock them again. It's disgusting. DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors and grooming supplies for a couple bucks. It's simple and smart. Takes 2 minutes to get going, and then you never have to worry about razors again. DollarShaveClub.com gives you free handles, and they're actually really nice handles. It's really nice. And then they send you replacement blades for just a few bucks. You can get blades delivered right to your house every month, every other month. Your blades arrive like clockwork. Stop squeezing weeks of shaves out of a dull razor and start treating yourself to a fresh blade every time you shave, okay? Believe me when I tell you, because I do it, the DollarShaveClub.com blades are fantastic. I'll never, ever get a closer shave than these blades. Upgrade to the smarter way to shave. Get your shave gear where I get mine. I get all kinds of creams and stuff to shave. The shave cream I use is amazing. Go to DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly. Shave time. Shave money. DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly. That's DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly right now. Go to our website, riotcast.com, for 17 of the most amazing podcasts you'll ever, ever hear. Whoa, shit. Ever hear. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I want to talk about the new one, too, Pete and Sebastian Show, which is great. Actually, number 42 this week on the charts, and they're doing great. Their numbers are going up and up and up ever since they came to Riotcast. And just check them out. They're amazing shows. We've got the Davey Mac Sports Program, Jim Florentine's comedy, Mental Midgets, Weird Medicine, which is amazing. My Wife Hates Me, Mad Scientist, The Jersey Jerks. We're actually going to have Bailey J Show, Hammer Fisting, Mandy Statmiller's show. Who else?
Nick DiPaolo.
Gee, how can I forget him? He's the fucking biggest show on the network.
Why You Suck in Bed.
Those girls are awesome.
Ever wonder why razors are so expensive? Maybe because razors are loaded with so much shade technology. Vibrating handle, 19 blades, a laser pointer, a compass, a thermometer, and a back scratcher. Who needs that? And it's not fair to make me pay for that. I don't want all. Bob, you got to read this with feeling.
I did. Because I really belong to it.
This is you. Ever wonder why razors are so expensive?
I'd rather listen to that guy than a screaming Haitian.
All loaded up with so much shave technology.
All right, guys. We're coming back in 2 seconds.
You are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
1, 2, 3 into the 4. Snoot, Doggy Dog, and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know I'm about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can burst like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, man, you know you're in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G thing.
Baby.
Two low-depth niggas going
crazy.
Death Row is the label that
pays me.
Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this.
You could do the N-word with like the reverse.
Well, it came to the moment and I didn't want to make it not cool.
Yeah, well, you made it uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't. No one's uncomfortable. I got enough of this trouble already.
You have to bring it to the YKWD. You could have kept it at Tuesdays with Murray.
Great movie starring Hank Azaria.
Murray. We would never have a Jew on the show.
Hey, Jesus. All right, for you guys listening to the podcast, We I don't even know if you're going to hear, but we had a little panic. The computer just shut down, but we always have a backup going within YouTube channel. So anyways, you didn't really miss much, if you did at all. So we're back with the show. I didn't turn the table lights on. We don't need them, right?
No.
Okay. All right, let's go to the chat room real quick.
Sure.
Deepa,
real
what do you
quick.
Got?
Is my mic on? All right.
Yeah, your mic's on. It's just you talking. Sounds like it's not on. Get it?
Fabian Martin says Will should star in Swamp Thing.
As the Swamp Thing?
Now that's racist.
What? Probably. Tokyo TV says Zack Snyder's Watchmen is right up there.
No,
in terms
it's
of
not.
Top movies.
Ooh,
top
not.
Five.
No, you're out of your mind. What's
awful.
His name again?
Tokyo TV.
Yeah, Tokyo TV. You're wrong.
I don't know anything about these movies, but that was so unanimously dismissed by everybody.
That's what makes me worried about Batman vs Superman.
What?
Well, I have no faith in Batman vs Superman.
Me neither. And how big of a bummer
is it because
is that?
Yeah, the actors just, or the what,
yeah,
is
because the actors or Ben Affleck?
The actors are fine.
Zack Snyder.
Oh. Yeah. Do you think Ben Affleck's gonna be good?
He did The Watchmen?
I don't know.
Whose phone is
I
on?
I don't even think about it. Like honestly, like I see his name directed attached as director. It's just I'm done.
Yeah,
eat that microphone, would you?
It's gonna be like a cool commercial.
Yeah, okay.
You know, okay.
Did anyone mention me?
What else we got?
Actually,
what
yeah. You want to read the Joe related thing?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What else we got?
Bartholomew Hunt says there needs to be a Joe List movie of his alter ego, The Truth, combating the great Gomite invasion.
Yes!
Oh, wow, that's fun.
I'll write it on spec.
List the meanings versus Gomites.
Fucking four Gomites.
We would lose.
They're all Circle K managers.
Even with the numbers, Lewis himself would all get scared and pee.
What else you got?
James Pasqui says when Bobby was talking Iron Man, he says, General Stabilizers, dude!
Oh, yeah.
He had stabilizers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, but he didn't use them. He fell.
He used them.
Dumb?
Stabilizers don't need electricity to work. He stabilizes. It's
all
like
right.
shot.
First of all,
for your car.
He didn't have hand stabilizers when he made the first robot. He made them in the second one.
No, he had stabilizers in the first one. Remember?
He didn't have stabilizers.
In the cave, he told that dude.
Guy. Guy.
You guys are like two blue-collar scientists.
No, there's definitely stabilizers.
He didn't have stabilizers. He had a button, and it was a rocket. He shot straight up in the fucking air like a bottle rocket.
You guys are like union NASA
yes.
members.
Bottle rocket. Let's talk Wes Anderson movies. Let's all get into
the
Wes
opposite
Anderson.
Of comic book movies. Yeah,
let's talk about what happened to his career.
What are you talking about? He just won an Oscar.
I'm kidding, dude.
Oh. He won an Oscar like 3 days ago.
Hey, go to Bobby Chat. What's in the Bobby Chat? Read the first thing. What is it?
Sure. Sean sounds like a Smurf on Ket.
Why is Bobby Chat always funny? What's next on Bobby Chat?
How about Blade?
I liked Ooh. Blade. Was good.
Is
good.
That what was next? Or did you?
Yeah, look, it's right there.
No. What's up the top?
Oh, the top? Bartholomew says, ha, 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 ha.
No, the other one. Right underneath it.
There's another top?
What's it right underneath it? Right there.
You're
What's
a top.
Gay. Bottom.
What's that say?
Give me a second. Right, Deep Hoot Chat. What's up with Dante accusing Will of joke theft?
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, Jed. Well, Dante probably mad. It's a whole another podcast. Right. I'll come back and talk.
Right, yeah, I think you got to get a podcast with Dante and Will.
The next podcast I'm doing, hopefully, will be with Big J, Keith
Robinson. Oh, my God.
Robinson.
I got to be here.
What?
Okay, Will, you can be here. Who else would like to be here?
I'd love to be here anytime.
I want to get Keith. Morgan? I want to get Keith. I want to get, of course, Lewis. I'm going to get you guys can come on, and we're going to talk to Big J about the tears.
Well, they already did that on Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, but not on here, and not with Keith Robinson.
Okay.
That's
touché.
There's a big difference between Lewis and Dave and Keith Robinson, me, hopefully, maybe Colin. I'll try to get Norton. I'd love to make him cry for real instead of for podcast ratings.
So is the show not happening? Or it is happening? Or you can't talk about it? Can you wink?
Can we just talk about really quick before we go to the Deadpool thing?
Yeah. I got a lot of questions for Sean that I want to get to.
Yeah, but you Big J cried on what show was it?
Yeah, on Brian Koppelman's podcast.
Brian Koppelman's podcast. Big J was on it, and he got emotional, broke down. About a show that Dan and Jay, you're supposed to have your own show on Sirius. You're working out a deal.
We're on Comedy Central Radio. I'm serious.
Comedy Central Radio, the guys over there wanted you guys to do a show, the Dan Soda show with Jay.
It'd be Big Jay and Soda.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Do you have to be that corporate?
Yeah.
Can you have a fucking funny bone?
I do have a funny bone, dude.
The shows, here's the fucking frustrating part of the whole thing.
Okay, please.
And I'll talk about it. There's still going to be a show. The negotiations have taken exceptionally long because Comedy Central Radio has never done a show before.
Right.
So they're coming to us with a contract that my agents do not like because of how it's built, because they've never done a radio show. So what happened was Jay got frustrated because numbers and numbers were floated out there, which were never finalized.
Right.
And then it got changed, and Jay got upset that it got changed.
Now, because Jay mentioned the numbers on the show.
No, I don't think he did.
Oh, he didn't?
He did never said numbers.
No, he's just trying to get numbers.
Yeah, good, nice try. Yeah.
So, so, basically, Jay, the deal, the original deal went away.
He was told that this deal was going to happen, which was wrong, because it wasn't. I was never told this was 100%. I was told, we're working on a deal. Here are the numbers right now.
Right.
But we have to change stuff.
And when it changed, those numbers, the money number went way down.
Yes.
Correct?
And that's
why he cried?
Cut in half.
And then he cried because he was depending on that money.
Yes.
In some way.
Yes.
And then everyone wants to make fun of him.
Yeah. Well, here, terrible. The reason why they want to make fun of him is because, you know, first of all, you know, he wears mittens. Anytime you can make fun of a guy who wears mittens.
Well, maybe he could have afforded the fingers if he had gotten this check.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Well, those mittens came in use for tears.
Those were, yeah.
It's a built-in fucking tissue. But he, yeah, he, look, man, it is because they asked me to make a video. And I was like, I just don't know how I feel
but,
about
but
this.
Hold on.
That's what I said. And then Lewis intimidated me into
hold
making
on.
One.
Can
yeah,
I
Lewis
say something?
Filmed me. That's why I made a video, because Lewis was at my house and filmed me.
Yeah.
You guys know that this industry, they offer you shit and you ride on that. And then when it gets swept up from under your feet, it's a big letdown.
Yes.
Man.
You were offering something?
Yes.
Wow. Listen, Will, I completely agree with you.
On regular
it's a
TV?
Big, it's
and
a
it
big.
Was it was a super...
Actually, I was offered two shows, man. I offered my own sitcom and a show on comedy.
And what happened?
A sketch show.
They heard him speak?
I
Scuppo! Lands one.
He tried to read lines.
You guys want to hear what?
No, we don't. We actually want to make fun of you. We don't care about your show that didn't happen.
I want to hear about this dumb show that stinks. Right,
what happened was I
was it? Was it a fish out of water?
I
fish rod. Yeah,
you got the hand.
I got it right here, motherfucker.
Can we get another one around there?
All right, go ahead.
What's the show?
It was my own sketch show, and I didn't have faith in. I didn't think shows just happened. I thought I needed to build up my name, and Comedy Central on the West Coast freaking loved me, and I fumbled the ball. It's a long story.
You fumbled?
I fumbled the
How'd
ball.
You fumble?
Like Ernest Biner.
How'd you fumble the ball? What do you mean?
I just didn't. They kept
what?
Calling every day my manager, what's up with Will's show? Because I was supposed to invite this to.
Why don't you go get help?
I went and got help.
With who?
And it fell apart. And then I thought I needed that help. I thought I needed people. And then Comic Central was saying, no, we just, you, can you do it? And I'm like, I need help. I don't know if I could do it. I ain't nobody. I ain't got no name.
Did you tell them you can't write or spell?
I write. I write well. I wrote 9 movies. I wrote 300 sketches. I wrote endless spoofs.
Endless spoofs? That sounds like you're making shit up while you're being questioned about something. I've got 9 movies, over 300 sketches.
Dude, I don't care if you steal all my 7,000 jokes. I still love you. If you did my act.
Endless spoofs.
Endless spoofs.
I wrote a bunch of like spoofs. But
what's a spoof?
Spoofs, like,
I don't know.
Is that a sketch?
Yeah, what's a spoof?
I don't consider sketches and spoofs together.
Why?
Well, what is a spoof?
Have you ever been called a spoof?
Like a spoof on a show? Like a spoof?
That's fucked up.
Okay, here goes. This is a spoof and a sketch. Y'all going to listen? Y'all going to do it?
I'm listening.
The first 4 letters are listener list.
That's been used already. That's been used already.
Yeah, it's my fucking motto.
Hanky sheep.
Yeah, here's your hanky
sheep. Used already. You better start using that joke you made 10 minutes ago over and over again. Because it's the only joke you ever had.
Thank you for solidifying. Right,
the joke you ever had. You stink.
Can you put that in your mouth and suck on it?
That never been used?
List was short circuiting.
100 times.
He was like, yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Give us a sketch.
Give us a spoof.
Oh, spoof.
What's a spoof?
301 is about the one soldier that woke up late and went the wrong way.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
That's I think that's great. Is that more of a sketch, though?
That's a spoof.
That's a spoof.
That's a spoof.
You know, right when he said it? Spoof.
Spoof.
I play the 300 dude that wake up late, you know, spoof about.
So you're also, the one black.
Upon black people being late all the time, blah, 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 blah,
is it safe? Now, were you and the hunchback guy, were you guys roommates?
Hanky Sheep back to Bobby Kelly, please.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is it safe to say all...
You know what? First of all, I'm going to say this. I don't think Dan likes me because...
It must be everybody because no one laughs.
You know what? I've given you a couple, motherfucker. I've thrown a couple your way.
I can't do nothing about that.
I've given you a couple.
I can't.
When you didn't deserve them, I gave you a little chuckle.
All right. Good hunchback one. We'll see if that... I see where we're at now. You're saying you're giving me liberal treatment. All right.
Given.
Back to your spoofs.
Sean was going to say,
what were you going to say?
Is it safe to say all spoofs are skits?
What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But not all skits are spoofs.
Yes.
Have you ever
excellent point. Wow. You're like a, what do you call those?
Wow.
Hold on.
Philosopher.
Hanky Sheep on standby. Go ahead. Say it, Joe.
A philosopher. I just had I couldn't think of the word. You ever have that happen?
Well, I found out during the break that Sean's a big comedy fan. You listen to a lot of like podcasts. Yeah.
No. Okay, what happened was Bobby, who's, if he pay attention to his own podcast.
I'm doing 9 things. I'm doing literally
that's why you hired
fucking
that,
9
that's
things.
That's why you hired the Indian guy for.
Huh? Jesus Thanks Christ, God. Wow, that's racist.
Jesus Christ.
He's got a name.
You might as well call him a spoof. Jesus. God.
Yeah, Deepu, first of all, I want that mustache coming in from now on.
What's wrong with no mustache?
I don't like the Taliban look, okay?
It's a little weird.
I want the mustache, all right?
Skullman used to have a great joke about that. Remember, he goes, the mustache, that's called a mustache, and then he goes, when you have it all the way down, that's a Fu Manchu, and then the beard with no mustache, that's called ugly. Abe Lincoln had one. They shot him.
I wish he was here to tell it.
I wish someone would shoot you.
What does that mean? That's really insensitive.
That means he hopes you're dead. You die.
Yeah,
you
I don't.
Dead.
Do you know how bad it hurts to get shot? I watched a documentary called Gunfight on HBO. You guys should all watch it. A lot of you fans, if you know what I mean.
I was going to get some hate tweets for that one.
Oh, I'm going to get all the hate. Bunch of spoofs tweeting at me.
First of all, there's somebody in the chat going, do we just accept that Will steals? No, that's not what we're doing. First of all, he said he didn't want to talk about it. Well, we'll talk about it maybe when Dante's on someday. But, you know, that's...
That's something for Dante and Will on the same podcast to discuss.
Yeah,
That's a very heavy accusation.
Yeah, that's not something we're talking about. You don't go from Guardians of the Galaxy and Thanos to fucking dudes stealing material and... Especially when they're two black guys.
Yeah.
That's, as we say, out of our jurisdiction.
But I will say, Eddie Murphy was doing spoofs a long time ago.
Yeah, so...
Nothing? Come on, that's
You're
funny.
Going too hard on the spoofs thing.
Yeah, I can't... I asked him about it. He fucking said he'll deal with it on another podcast, and I'm sure we will. So, but this one is a little different, so...
This one's about drawings.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Please.
Earlier, I asked Sean Crystal... about how did he get into the business, and he had a very good point.
What was it?
Well, he's right here. He
answer. Stole people's art? No, I'm kidding.
He's right here. Yeah,
that's pretty good. Because they said you steal. Yeah, okay, now he's not going to get Yeah, but Haitians steal.
Whoa, dude.
I'm kidding. That was
Jesus
a spoof.
Jesus Christ.
It was a spoof.
You're going to fuck up my run for Comedy Congress.
Bye, that was a spoof on a spoof.
Hold on, Ted.
I like the spoof.
What? Do you understand now spoofs and sketch?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I
summed it up.
What did you say? Before we get carried away and think you're such rock and roll, dude, that you know, what is that tattoo on your chest? That could be a unicorn holding up a rainbow. What is that?
It's a skull with ornamental.
Okay, good.
Design.
Okay, go ahead. What would you say before? Just as long as it's cool. Go ahead.
What
color are your nipples?
Light.
Okay, go ahead.
Answer that.
Let me answer it.
I was talking to Will and Dan.
Yeah.
And
what I was saying was I'm a big, like, you guys are nerding out over the comics, and I nerd out over comedy.
Right.
And so what I was saying, he was asking how I got into this. And I've always been drawing since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it was a long, hard struggle. And why I listen to so many comedians' podcasts is because it seems like the industry is very similar to the comic book industry.
Right.
And then you were saying it's similar to what the wrestling industry.
Yeah, that's why one of the reasons I like wrestling is because when you hear these guys' backstories, it's really hard to break through.
Yeah.
And it's like, so the way you looked at comedy, like drawing, is the way I kind of look sometimes at professional wrestling, like comedy. Where it's like a bunch of these guys doing indies, no one gives a shit, and then someone big puts them on, and then they get more, you know.
Yeah, and comic books are mainstream culture now. When I was trying to get in, not at all like that.
Well, I think comic books, professional wrestling, and comedy are all very popular. You know, professional wrestling goes up and down.
Right.
It's been big before. Comedy's been up and down, and it's big now. And I think comic books is the same thing.
Tell me if this parallel exists. I think with comics right now, we're at the creative height of the medium. And it seems like comedy is there as well.
Yeah, I think comedy seems to be, a lot of people want comedy right now.
I think artistically it's as good as it's ever been.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That was the dumbest answer I've ever heard.
No, because I think there's a lot of TV shows.
I think a lot of people, he said that in his thing. He said it's at the top of it. And you and I, but think I know, a lot
but
of people like comedy.
But I think there's more to go. I think there's a higher, I don't think it's at the top.
I'm not saying we've
hit the
ceiling.
I think it's getting better.
I think creatively.
I think comedy right now doesn't.
Somebody's getting distorted.
Shit.
It sounds like someone's standing on a cord or something.
Oh, what the fuck?
What
is happening?
Hello.
It's just one.
Hello?
It's mine, I think.
Why? No, I think it's.
I don't know.
What is it?
Now it sounds fine.
One, two, three, four.
Sounds good now.
One, two, three, four.
What I think it is, I think that. Is it my headphone? Is it mine?
No.
Hello.
I thought it was Sean's.
I thought it was mine for a second, but it's not.
I thought it was mine. So I think we're okay. Just get back into it. We're good.
All right. So I think that comedy is at a peak, but I think it's evolving. It's going like from disco to rock and roll to heavy metal to alt, you know, like right now the nerds, I believe, are king.
Yes.
Nerds are fucking king.
If you have,
you know, when back in the day it was this rock star thing, but all of a sudden now you got little Kev who's a fucking rock star, and it's kind of coming, you know what I mean?
You started after the boom of the 80s. You started 90s.
Yep.
No one gave a shit about comedy at that point. It was over. And then you've seen it grow into like the Tough Crowd era, where it was kind of underground. And then I think you came along at the beginning of the 2000s during the Tough Crowd era.
Right.
And when did you start?
90s.
Yeah, so you started in the 90s too, and I started at the beginning of the 2000s, where it was starting to climb back up.
Yeah.
Where it was starting to, like, you know, Dane was super popular doing, like, you know, arenas.
Who?
Dane Cook.
Oh, yeah.
And it started getting more and more popular. Chappelle's Show was huge and all that stuff, and now we're, like, hitting this. I think we're up there, but I think there's still a little more to go before.
They still grow. They still have room to grow.
Yeah, I think there's still, like you were saying, it's evolving, but I think it's still going. Yeah, in a way it's evolving, but it's still going up.
It's like comic book movies.
Yeah.
They're coming up now.
I think comedy is as big as it's going to get. I don't think they're opening up more comedy clubs. I think they're opening up different type of comedy clubs.
Yeah, and
I don't think there's no more improvs being opened.
I think it's not at its max. But I think
I think that the single comedy club, like the one we did this weekend.
Arlington Draft House.
Yes.
Now, there's guys going, oh, I would like to do comedy because it's popular, but I don't want to do it in a mall, and I don't want to have to do it, you know, to pay a $10,000 a month fucking rent.
But
let me do it in a way where I can bring good guys in, have a great show, and let people have a good time without a minimum and two drinks and chicken wings.
Let me retract my statement. I think you're kind of right. Maybe it is an evolution with the growth because there's rooms like the Draft House and there's rooms like the Comedy Parlor in Tulsa where it's a very much like a black box theater.
Yeah.
You're just doing comedy for an audience.
Right,
they can go get a drink if they want. But it's
comedy on state.
Comedy on, well, yeah.
Which I'm doing this weekend.
Which is
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Holy fucking hell, that's a great club.
Yeah.
Comics is going through this. The delivery
Scopo did
method.
Great, by the way, this weekend. I must say, we walked out there, sold out show. First show on Saturday, sold out. He fucking went up and killed it. Great job. So, and
Also, it's comedy, just like a bunch of actors are turning comedians now. A bunch of actors want to be in a superhero movie because they know it's a long
lasting.
That's
money in the bank. But I would say, like, we're talking about the delivery is going through an evolution. I think in comics, the same thing. But I was talking creatively. There's, in comics right now, it's more creatively diverse than ever before. If you look at comics from the 70s, there's a, like with Marvel, there's a similarity that they all kind of have the same artistic quality to them that people would call comic book style. And now that's gone. And I think in comedy, from a fan standpoint, it's the same thing.
I agree.
There's more creative diversity than I've ever seen.
Well, yeah. You know, we were talking about what Marvel did that was fantastic. They put stars in the roles, which people didn't. DC always took newcomers. You understand? They always took a new or up and coming or somebody who we didn't know to be the guy. Marvel said, "Fuck it, get Robert Downey Jr. Let's get stars, people who already
and that was a
famous
big gamble.
That's a big gamble."
I heard Tom Cruise was close to being Iron Man
with Robert Downey Jr. That was a big gamble.
Yeah.
Well, also when they cast Robert Downey Jr., everyone that knew Iron Man and knew Tony Stark, you're like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah,
he likes the booze. He's got a party history.
Yeah,
he's kind of a playboy.
But the reason why it's you want to go see it because he is a great actor.
Yeah,
he does something that the regular actor wouldn't have done.
What's that guy named that was in Face Off that played with John Travolta in Face Off?
Nick Cage.
He wanted to be Superman.
Well, there's a documentary about.
God, he's horrible.
Is it horrible?
No, Nick Cage is horrible.
Not National Treasure.
I thought you'd like him because of his teeth.
But they did a documentary about how he was like how far they got with Kevin Smith writing a script for Superman.
Yeah,
and how he was going to play Superman.
Can we get into what? How do you start? As we're all comedians, we know. So what? You're just a good drawer? Do you start submitting? Do you mail a fucking drawing to a guy?
It's different now. When I started coming up, you had to go. And I'm curious to hear how you guys come up because I think there's similarities.
We've talked enough.
Okay. Well,
so you
start off by.
I want to know the one thing. How much pussy do you get drawing?
Now?
Yeah.
I'm married, so I get none.
So you did you get her from drawing?
She was an art major too.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I tell you that when I went to I went to community college for fine arts, by the way.
Oh.
I got a scholarship, and I remember my first day in drawing class, the nudes.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I ran back to my high school, and I because I didn't have paper, I didn't have enough money to buy paper and charcoal. I took the train to Malden High, ran in, told my art teacher, I need charcoals, but I didn't have. She cooked me up with everything. I went back because it was my first nude. I was so excited, and I showed up and I was front row, and it was a dude.
Yeah.
Just a fat dick.
Yeah.
And just
bro.
A fat helmet. And it was dripping like some, it had like jizz coming out of it.
I mean,
I drew everything but the cock.
Was that artistic that you added that into the story?
Well, the guy, I remember the teacher came up. He goes, very good, Robert, but you need to draw the penis.
A lot of teachers say that.
Yeah. Very good, Robert, but you need to draw the penis.
A lot of teachers say what?
You need to draw the penis.
You need to draw the penis.
Why?
Because you need to get over that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you need to get over that.
I used to teach too, and I taught art, and I taught figure drawing as well. And you would walk by and see multiple students with just a blank area there
where the dick was.
How did just get over it?
It was so easy to draw.
What if it's a female? Do they do that?
You draw the dick. You add a dick.
You add a dick.
But I remember those books you could order on how to draw superheroes. Did you buy those books when you were a kid? Did you get in?
The book How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way is actually a decent book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, I loved drawing. And
is there a book on how to draw dicks the Marvel Way?
No, but I think we should make
it. Okay. Right. Well, you know what? Fuck this show, okay? I don't know what happened the second half. It was the mic issue, but it really fucking is very quiet.
Yeah, because I'm listening to a man talk. So
wait, hold on.
Not
Bobby threw
us
in a joke in there, and he's mad that it didn't go over.
Thank you, Will. Thank you for explaining that.
Go ahead.
So I always wanted to draw. I always liked drawing, and I wanted to do animation. And then I came to comics later in life at like 15 and realize this is what I want to do. And
I think it's great.
No,
I think it's. Do you remember the comic?
You want to go out tonight? We can talk.
Yeah, I would.
Well,
I could fall asleep in your eyes.
No, this is exactly what I'm talking about, Sean. Right?
Yeah.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Dan fucking Corporate Soda is trying to fucking make a buddy instead of...
Or I want to know how he's
funny out
trying.
The fucking window. Joe's being funny at least.
Joe is sitting here listening like an adult to a man give his backstory.
His brain is fucking going.
I got a couple of good ones going.
He's got a couple
and
good
I'm
ones.
And I'm too trying to find out how Sean Crystal Will got into drawing.
I'm happy to talk about this. You guys want to talk about it, but it's...
Bobby's like, come on, you got to sing it. You got to sing it.
No,
that's not true.
Yes, you do.
I just don't like your fucking... Your corporate.
How is that corporate that I'm asking him questions about his backstory?
How about fucking be just throw in something a little funny?
I'm
people listening.
The people are entertained.
Oh, what are you on a fucking
bus? Are you
to
not
Chicago?
Entertained?
What? Cocksucker. Oh, yeah, shut the
Is that your wedding ring? The skull?
White on white crime.
No, this is my wedding.
It's called the white on white
he's
argument.
He's not a fucking asshole.
Well, I was confused. And then also, you're not the guy with the skull icon that told me to fuck myself, are you? Oh, all right, because I saw the
what
skull.
What are you trying to,
nervous.
Piece it all together?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, what if this is the guy?
No,
the skull and
go back.
Thing?
Go back to your answer.
You want me to tell this story?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You'd be the worst detective in the history.
Well, okay, just to answer Joe's question quickly, you start off by just blind mailing stuff in. You look in the comic book.
No, I'm kidding.
You find favorite. The address for DC Comics and you mail it into the submissions editor.
How long did that for?
Oh, there we go. Now the show's back. Two people talking over each other. All right, now we're banging on a full song.
How long?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the fucking Jay and Dan show.
That hasn't happened yet. And I'll start crying
what
right
are you gonna
now.
Do? You guys gonna do improv?
That would be very fun.
How long? Just make it up as
Jack. How long you kept mailing until you got a job?
It took me 5 years to get my first job, and then another 10 to get my second job.
How many
job.
Mails was
wow,
that?
That's worse than Scopo.
Did you say 10 years?
Yeah.
Did you say 10 years?
Yeah.
So you got how your first you? Job as an artist, and then 10
years later,
what were you doing between that? What were you doing between that?
Struggling to find a way to live. I taught. I built up a comics program at Savannah College of Art and Design in Atlanta.
Wow. Were you drawing every day?
Every day. Still trying to get work that whole 10 years.
Where were you living? In Georgia?
I lived in Savannah. I was going to grad school when I got my first job.
Yeah.
And then I thought after that, it was good. I'm in. And I couldn't get anything going. I had to go back to bartending with a pregnant wife.
Wow.
After the first job.
What would you draw? Like, what was your comic of choice?
I was just drawing what's called sample pages, where I draw some Batman pages and try to get a Batman job, or some X-Men pages and try to get an X-Men job.
But I think this is what we don't ever take advantage of. We get to go to a comedy club and work every night. Like, yeah. I can't imagine a job where you're just like blindly sending it in. I mean, most of us, Joe. 90% of us. All of us except Scopa.
And Deepu.
And Deepu.
And but, Kelly Fustuca.
And
I have my own shows, which you and Joe have done.
I love your show. Can I do it tomorrow?
All right. Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks, buddy.
But I think we take advantage of the fact that we have a place. Like, there's no, like, drawing club. Like, come and give us your, like, you have to mail it. That's fucking
good. But $25 for drawing.
With the internet, a community emerged. And you start going to conferences and meeting other artists and meeting the editors. And you get to know people. So it's not blind mailing anymore. It's emailing, but still.
I think what he's saying, though, is, like, actors, and artists. They don't get to. You have to book a gig to act.
Right.
Comics.
You could have years off.
We can go and do some shitty open mic and perform.
Oh, right.
And it really doesn't matter how many people, how well you do. It's that you're getting up there and you get to work.
But wouldn't
it out.
You say? But I mean, not to be a whatever, but just drawing on your own and practicing drawing is the same as going to an open mic.
But
essentially.
I don't think you get feedback because you're just drawing for yourself. So you don't know.
It's
you know,
a
you
solitary
can think,
job.
You don't get a ton of feedback at an open mic either.
Yeah, but it's you just showing your wife going, what do you think? I love it. Yeah. You should send it.
Is that who's that guy? Is he a bad guy
that's
or a good guy?
No, that's Batman, honey. That's
but he's so he's a good guy.
He's a good guy, but he has
but
problems.
Does, is that the guy from TV?
No, it's not the guy from TV. It's the guy from a comic book.
Why can't we eat?
Because I can't draw correctly, okay? I keep fucking up the cowl.
There's a Korean kid killing me right now.
Because Coward Porter, this fucking cunt, is so good.
Why does that pig look like me? I have to draw what I know.
Do you guys know each other? Like, do you know Howard?
I've met Howard a little bit online. It's a small industry. We know most of each other. I just haven't been at the same show as Howard.
So now you're drawing. Now, where do you live now, by the way? Can I ask
In that? Atlanta.
So you live in Atlanta now.
Yeah.
So you're drawing. So you can, as an artist, you can live anywhere. It doesn't matter.
You can live anywhere.
But now, was there a time where you had to go to, like, a place and draw next to the colorist and the writer? Was that a
you,
time?
You didn't have to, but Marvel had the bullpen.
Which they still have, right? In New York?
They have a small area because they moved. That bullpen's gone. Like, they moved.
So, really?
Yeah, they're owned by Disney now, so they're in an ABC building.
Okay.
I went there, though. The one with all the rooms and the... There's like three or two guys in each room.
How long did you go?
I went 2 years ago.
Yeah. That one.
That one, right?
Yeah.
So. And they have the Thor room and Hulk room.
And the Hulk room, yeah.
So that's pretty awesome.
Oh, you didn't do that?
I've never done that.
You should have Chris Ellis or Matt from Laugh.
Oh, I'd love to
Laugh
do that.
Button. Or you can I can
hook you with
that'd
the
be,
people.
That'd be badass because I know like that book. I loved this book called Cavalier and Clay, mm-hmm. which was written basically about like during the 50s and 60s. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning novel. It's
I
awesome.
Know, but I don't like that you like Dove Davidoff. You like keep throwing. You just, hey, I do this.
See how I immediately related to that? And he was like, oh, yeah. And I was going to talk about the fact that they're all in the Empire State Building. All
right, I'll admit it. I'm a little intimidated by your knowledge with my guest on my show.
I like it.
That's
fucking in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, your wheelhouse is on my wheelhouse.
I
got to
deal with this guy giving quips, him speaking language that I've never heard before. And I'm just trying to fucking. Well, no, it's more his.
All right, I'm sorry. I let it out, okay? Yeah. I'm just being honest. So go ahead. Talk about the.
But in the book, they talk about the Empire.
Prize winning.
In the book, they talk about in the Empire State Building that like fictitious comic book thing had like levels of illustrators.
And King Kong, right?
Well,
no.
I like that.
That book is based on a lot of fact on creators like Will Eisner and Jack Kirby. All
right.
And I don't want to bore you anymore. So let's.
No, it's not boring. I'm just kidding. I'm very interested in it. I just it's bugging but me. It's bugging me how how intelligent and how well versed flat nose is
in comic books.
Yeah, I understand.
And professional wrestling. That's not high class.
No, but it really bugs
He's
me.
He's so well versed in the comic book area. Well, let's talk about this. What about you get the first letter of you got a job or whatever? Is it like Rudy? Do you cry? You open a letter. They mail you a letter and they say you're in.
I got a call. From my first job, and yeah, they offered me the job.
Hold on, I'm sorry. What did you send in to get this? What was the art?
I had been to a convention in Miami and met an editor for Wildstorm, which was a division of DC Comics, mm-hmm. and met an artist who I liked. Artist was on a certain book, got offered a better book, had to back out, and my style was similar to his, so the editor gave me a call. Wow. It was leave behind samples at a conference.
I'm sorry. I was just reading it. I literally hate every person in our chat room.
Why?
I hate them. I hope you all die a tragic death.
Why?
They're just miserable fucking. It's what every chat room and every message board and what every web page and every comment. It's just cunts trying to say cunty shit and picking sides.
Is it about me?
Fuck. No, nothing. Well,
everyone's against you, obviously.
You,
thank you.
Yeah,
everyone's against you.
Yeah, no, if you guys were all for me, I'd be very excited about reading the chat room.
I think the chat room is great. I think these people are very smart. And
well, the guy
well-versed.
Just said something about you being a hack.
What?
I'm kidding. No, I'm just reading it. It's just annoying. As you read it, it's just cunt comment after cunt comment. And then you read their names, and their names are really actually kind of fun and interesting and make you giggle, but you giggle at someone you hate. Anyways, go ahead.
So they call you,
yeah,
and they go, we want you to give you a job.
Yeah, well, I got a tryout. They were casting a book, and they had a few artists in mind, and we all did samples. I ended up getting the job.
Wow.
What? Now, when you get this gig, you don't have to answer me because it's personal, but does your first gig doing a whole, you know, do you do a whole arc or do you just do a couple books in an arc or how does that
it's
work?
It's different for everyone. Some people just get a short story. My first job was a miniseries off the Resident Evil video game.
What's your best job you've got?
The Batman job that I just finished.
The Batman job you just finished was
best
the best
in what
gig
sense?
Ever.
Absolutely.
Best in what sense? Money or the
most fun?
Most fun, best story, highest profile, just across the board.
Money? Wow. Highest money?
Highest money.
Really? Now, does this pay good? Does it pay?
Pay well.
Pay well?
Yeah. It
As
can.
In our community college fucking douchebag?
I went to a four-year school.
What was it?
Sacred Heart University.
Ugh. I just did that. I just worked there.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
It can pay well, but the amount of hours I'm putting in and stuff, it's not great pay.
Really?
Yeah,
Howard,
that's what I mean. It can pay well. Like if you're like I'd imagine from where Howard's sitting, he's got 20 years of work
mm-hmm.
and they're reprinting the material all the time. The royalty checks are coming every other
so
week.
You get royalties.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah,
no
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Let me ask you this. What's your ultimate goal with this? where you see yourself, like, this is what I ultimately
I'd like to have the type of career where I'm doing some of my own books, like bouncing back and forth between creating stuff and then working for like Marvel or DC.
I want to do a YKWD comic strip, a comic book, with the guys, the regulars on the show. Like, can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do it, but we all have superhero
powers.
Who
can be the bad guy, Kelly?
No, we don't know who the bad guy is.
Oh, probably like rival, better, bigger podcast.
Yeah, like
I don't
Legions
know.
Of Skanks.
Oh, maybe. They're a little racist for my
That'd be
liking.
Funny if Lewis is on our team and then he winds up, we find out he's a bad guy, he goes over to Legions of Skanks and then we have to fight them.
Civil War.
Yeah, Civil War, yeah. Oh, and then we get Deepu and nobody wants him because he looks the way he looks, but we find out that he's actually...
He's got mega powers.
Right, and Will, we have
joins
to...
Joins us.
Yeah, Will joins us, but we don't understand him.
I like it.
Right, but we like
it. I like
it.
All this.
Yeah, and Kelly just eats people. Yeah.
Will like has the best body.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a comic book body.
Yeah.
But Bob, comic book dick. If I asked you the same question, is there good money in comedy? It's probably the same answer. It can be.
Fucking great money in comedy.
But
what level?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, here's the deal. I am not at the great level.
Not the Kevin Hart level.
Well, I'm not even at the fucking Bill Burr level, or I would say the Jim Norton level. I mean,
but you're near the Soder level. You're right there.
I wish I was at Bobby level.
No, but I think that it progresses as years go by and it progresses. But if you look at the money for what we do, because we love what we do, and then you look at the money you make, you're like, holy shit, I get a house for telling dick jokes? Oh, my God, that's great. You know, for doing, you know, you do, here's the hard part about what we do and what you do, that the guy who gets a job and does 9 to 5 and has, insurance and retirement and pension and blah, 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 ours is self-motivating.
Right.
So that's the fucked up part of this job. It's self-motivating. You have to, like, I had to wake up today early and I had to go play the drums, which I don't have to do. I could just wake up at noon. I don't have to go to therapy. I don't have to do this podcast, which is for fucking free, cocksuckers in the chat room. this is all self-motivating shit. This whole show, you guys coming here. You don't have to fucking do this. You come here.
What?
You come here because, you know, and then we all have shows tonight. And then I have we're doing another live podcast tonight at 9.
Where?
Here. So it's all self-motivating shit, which is hard to do. But if you love it, it's
just
great. But then, hopefully that pays off down the road.
Right.
You know, hopefully,
that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it is now, though. I mean,
it's starting to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely. I mean, you look at Howard Porter. When I talk to him, he's so busy all the time. And that's the point where it's like, you're really busy, but this is what you wanted. You know what
I
mean?
Exactly. I just left my full-time job less than a year ago.
What was it?
I was teaching. I ran that comic book program at SCAD in Atlanta.
Which is still a great job.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
And it's still in the same field.
It was in the field, and I was doing both. I was doing two full-time jobs.
That's like Joe, what he does. Like, doing open mics is like you teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing.
Like his, stuff that he does during the week.
That would have been better if it was directed toward me.
I know. I fucked up. I fucked. This is weird.
Mics occasionally because I want to, be a great artist.
I fucked up. I have the band. I got it. I got chat room. Feel free. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, what's up with the chat room? Can you read some of them?
Yeah, let's go. Let me
spice it up.
It's not so bad. I kind of...
Let me read them.
Make it seem not as bad. All right,
No, no, no. But give me the chat room here that I can read.
Deepu, he's an instigator. He just shows the bad ones. There's probably a bunch of ones saying you're a genius.
Give me the chat room in here so I can read it.
Genius?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone's calling this a genius, but
okay.
Maybe me.
Kelly's superpower can be
tit morphing.
Tit morphing.
That's good. I like
able
that
to shift
her titties into any shape.
She's got a new podcast. We should plug our podcast.
He said, "All right, so let's go. So let me see a couple more of these. We are cunts." That's what he just wrote. Yeah, Mookie Phillips. Who's Mookie Phillips? Mm-hmm. Scroll. Let me see the top one.
I know Mookie Wilson.
It's so
Mookie
hard.
Ex player for the Mets.
Well, what about Mookie Blaylock?
Yeah, him too. Also a band.
You want me to just read a couple?
Yeah, read them.
That turned into...
All right.
Here we go, Deepo.
Alice in Chains.
Rock Miley says, ask them if they've heard Kelly's podcast.
What?
We haven't, but I just plugged it. Kelly has a new podcast.
What is it called? Get Your Hands
Up. Talk to Your Hand, I think, or something like that.
Talk to the Hand. Hands Up. Get Your Hands Off It.
Something like that. Mookie Phillips says,
Bobby basically just riled up Chet like a radio show host does to get people to call in. Bravo, Bobby.
Thank you. There What's you go. Another
See,
one?
Pretty positive.
Bob's demo. Chins. Bob's chins look good today. There you go. There you go.
What was the one that got you all riled up? What did they say?
I don't know. I forget.
He was just like reading a bunch of that profanity.
A bunch of fucking assholes. Anyways.
So hold on. So then you got your second job 10 years later.
What the fuck was that?
Then 10 years later, you was like in a position where you were like, I could pay my bills now.
I did that for 5 years. I got my second job. I was teaching, and they offered me
Hold
Deadpool.
On, what the fuck is going?
My belt buckle was digging into my stomach. I had to undo it out of my flesh. It hurt. There's a certain point where I can't take it anymore, and I have to. When I undo it, I have to kind of pull it out of my stomach.
I've never seen the look of pure relief like I just saw on your face when you're like.
Read the chat room now. Fucking sorry about that. I want to talk about this this Deadpool video that was fucking. If you haven't seen this video, it's on YouTube.
Joe, let's just saw it.
Just saw it for the first time.
I play Deadpool.
Yeah, right. He got his mouth chopped off.
What do you think, Joe? List?
I thought it was cool. I mean, the whole thing is not my. I respect you, and I think it's amazing what you do. It's not my cup of tea.
You've always said books. That though. As long as we've been friends, you've always been like, I'm not a big comic.
What's
book.
I'm not a video game comic book guy.
What's your cup of tea, Joe?
I like
sports,
hockey. I like ice hockey. I like basketball. I like college football.
I'm more with Joe.
I'm a hiker. I like to hike. I like movies.
I like hiking. I like hiking. I like movies.
I'm not a big action.
Wait, movies? It's comic book movies. It's just a movie, though.
I don't care for action movies particularly. But I like the Christopher Nolan movies. All three of those I thought were great.
I think that the Deadpool video, the way they did that
was so dope.
The fact that we almost didn't get to see that for some fucked up reason, we almost didn't get to see Ryan Reynolds do Deadpool the way he's supposed to be done, was fucking. That's just crazy. Crazy to me.
How did that get made? Like, was it Ryan Reynolds' idea? Like, whose idea was that?
I don't know. I just know it was a studio that basically, I think, from what I understand, made it to build internet hype to get the movie greenlit.
And now it's greenlit, and I think it's going to be an amazing, because you drew Deadpool for a minute, right?
Yeah.
5 years.
Five years, which is, it must have been fucking awesome and hilarious to draw. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're saying absolutely. That's a very high-profile gig. People love Deadpool.
Deadpool was huge, but there was so much Deadpool coming out.
Oh,
there
because Brian Posehn did that.
Brian was after me.
Okay.
He drew Deadpool?
No, Brian wrote. Still writes.
Oh, wrote it. Okay.
Yeah.
Deadpool with Jerry. Brian and Jerry wrote Deadpool.
Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld wrote Deadpool?
Yeah.
And Jerry wrote my Batman book.
Okay.
Why? Why are these criminals coming after me in this way? All right. I just want an ice cream. You like ice cream?
I'm going to let you keep going this one.
Why?
I'm going to let you walk this plank, motherfucker.
Well, I'll keep going. I don't give a fuck. I'll fucking bury this show.
Why don't you just do
you're doing a good job at it.
Why don't you do Artie Lang as Deadpool?
I'm going to. I got two swords. I only need one to cut my fat tits off. Yeah. God damn it. Wolverine, what a fucking cunt. he's just a cunt. Hit him in the head, he comes right back. I got the same powers, I'm not a cunt.
Like fake laughter.
That was funny as shit. He does all your legs so good and then put him into a superhero. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I wish I could fly.
Is that a spoof?
If I was Superman, I'd check out pussy all day. Fucking guys.
I just imagine Will wanting you to do this all the time.
Maybe Subway will sponsor me. I get one of those footlongs. I like the meatball with the Parmesan. Yeah. Go see the Jersey Boys.
I don't know what I'm enjoying more, your Artie impression or how much Will loves it.
This chat room's full of a bunch of fucking cunts. I wish I was Deadpool. I'd fucking go in there and shit on them and cut their heads off with my swords.
Yo, you guys, come on, man. That motherfucker cuts off
your legs. It's good. I like it.
All right.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, I got another question.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
So writers, right? If you're an excellent writer, how come you don't team up with a dope ass writer, unknown writer?
Will's trying to get a job right now.
And just come out with a comic book.
Spoof comics.
Spoofs.
I got it.
302.
It's not easy. It's like saying, why don't you just come up with a good director and make a good movie? It's difficult.
I did. Did you see the trail I did for the Haitian boxer? It's online.
It's called HBO thing?
I Still Have It Sold, yeah.
That HBO thing?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it, too.
You want to see it on my phone?
I understand what you're saying, though. It's not easy. You think it's not easy.
I mean, if I was 18 and not married and didn't have kids, it'd be a lot easier.
42. You're 42, and how long have you been married?
17 years.
Wow, dude. Wow. So you didn't use your skills for 20, any pussy.
25, you got married?
Jesus, I had a good childhood.
You had a good childhood? Yeah, yeah. Well, you molested? What do you mean, childhood?
No, I mean... By the time I was
Dan,
married,
I have Dan, to leave, Dan so I'm letting leave. Him know that yeah. why
who's,
I'm late.
Who's they?
The person I'm supposed to meet right
who's
now.
Who's that?
A producer.
For what?
For a show that I'm
What's
writing.
What's the show?
I can't say.
Well, who's it for?
FX.
You're writing a show for FX?
Well, not really. That's why I'm going to meet with this producer to see
What's
if it's
the producer?
I can't say
Do I
this.
Know him?
No, I don't think you,
Do you know,
know
him.
Is it comedy?
What? Yes, it's a comedy.
Is it a comedy you're writing?
Yes, who's I'm writing it.
Who's in it?
Actually,
is
that's
Big J
going.
In it?
No.
Can
no.
I
be in it?
Shirt?
Can we all be in it?
Dan, you know I need help. I have no money. I have nothing.
I'm trying to get money right now.
I'm in the Screen Actors Guild. I'm Screen Actors Guild.
I know
I'm
you are. If I can get you a role, get you a fucking role.
What about me? Thanks. I want a role.
You're fucking trivializing it right now.
No, I want a dinner roll. I'm hungry as shit.
Hey, I loved it.
Oh.
That was fun.
I would love to be in your show. Why don't you give
Dude,
me something?
It's nothing yet. It's nothing. This is how Jay got upset, because it's nothing, and I'm not going to say it's anything.
I just need
it's on
a
FX.
Role.
I mean, that's pretty big.
It's
that's
not
a big
on
network.
FX. It's a guy from...
I just said it was on FX. We can play it back.
I'm gonna be on it.
I just need a role, man.
I'll give you a role.
I need a role.
Maybe I could play you.
Awesome. Are there any black people in? Can I get a role?
There's black people. You're the first guy I'm looking.
Really?
Well, there's gotta be a
Michael
black person.
Michael Che. But then Will.
Oh yeah, he needs more. Give Michael Che more. Dude, Will needs a break, and Joe needs a break.
I got a big break. I got pissed actually. So yeah, a pee break would be. That was a pun. Nothing.
But I was texting to let him know that I'm gonna be late because it's
where
for
is
a phone.
He?
It's a phone call.
Where are you supposed to meet him?
I'm supposed to call him when I get home.
And what are you going to talk about?
Talk about what we're writing.
What is it going to... Are you writing it with him? Are you writing it with him? These
yes.
are simple questions.
I'm writing it with him.
So he's a showrunner.
He's an executive producer of a show that's on.
A show that's on. What's the show?
I can't
is it
fucking
funny?
Say.
But is it
Kirk Sutter?
I cannot fucking say. This
is the show
me
funny?
Angry.
Is the show Steven funny?
It's one of the best shows on television.
Is You're writing
Spielberg?
Some Modern Family?
No.
You have the showrunner from Modern Family? Anger Management? What
That's
show is
off
it?
The air now.
I can't say.
Anger Man.
So it's an existing show right there.
Yes.
So you're going to write a show with somebody who has a show
Maybe,
right now.
Maybe, if he wants to do
so
it. That's what I'm
be,
late
when,
for the phone call.
When's the show going to air?
It's nothing. It's
when's
not,
it
going to
air?
It hasn't been written.
So you have two shows.
It's something,
show
it's something because you're leaving this awesome podcast to go do it.
Will you tell Larry David I said hello?
Yeah. Are you working with Larry David?
I wish.
Are you working with Jerry Seinfeld? Are you working with Bill Burr?
I wish.
What are you doing?
Archer. It's got to be Archer.
Wow, that's great.
Melissa McCarthy.
No, Adam Reed's got another show coming out that's awesome, though.
When's your show coming out?
It's not coming out. It's not even a fucking thing yet. I've got to convince this guy to fucking do this.
Who, James Smith?
Who?
Smith?
The Australian guy?
No, who's the guy that you're talking about? You're about,
I'm not gonna
Who
say
the fuck
guy.
Is James
Matt
Smith?
Groening.
I'm trying to just get him to split the name out, Bobby.
Splurt?
I'm not gonna say.
Spurge.
There's no way you stole anything from anybody because you can't even speak it. You'd
I'm trying to get him to spurge the name out.
I think it. Splurge? Splurge, you were trying to say?
Splurge.
I'm calling it.
Splurge.
I'm calling it.
I'm sorry.
I'm calling it. The show's over.
Oh, my show?
Up.
I know.
No,
it hasn't even started.
This show.
I don't even know if the guy wants to write it. I got to go fucking talk to him.
Listen, Dan. Good luck with the show. I hope you give Joe an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
But it all depends what the Curb Your Enthusiasm guy says.
Nice try, but that's not on the air.
Now,
this show's still on the air.
Isn't it coming back? Curb?
Oh.
No, it's not.
What is it, Bobby?
I don't know. I'm just fucking with Dan. I have no idea what he's doing.
Dan, why are you so secretive?
Because it's why nothing yet.
He has to be secretive.
And if I say it, I'm going to look like a Dude, fucking asshole
him,
when it never
listen,
goes.
If he tells people that Tom Cruise and him are writing a show together.
What?
What?
Why would it be Tom Cruise? How would that be a producer of a show that's on it?
Because I heard that we read something that Tom Cruise was into producing that.
I don't know what that sentence was.
I can't believe
I think
if he's working with Tom Hanks and he spurts it out.
Tom Hanks isn't a producer.
What?
We
he's
read
producer,
that Tom Hanks
producer.
Is a
movie
producer.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
if we had that time, that Steven Spielberg.
Steven Stills?
Did you call him Steven Spielberg? What is he, a Jew that steals stuff?
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, Spielberg's back in town.
Steven Spielberg. Are you working with Steven
Spielberg? Oh, God. Can we
There's no way. None of you guys know his name.
I want a comic book of the YKWD where Dan just becomes a huge star from the show.
The Beyonce of the group.
He's the Beyonce of the group. But then he doesn't help. He doesn't bring like any of us with him.
Just like Beyonce.
Cuts all ties, winds up, and him and Michael Che wind up getting married. They're like lovers.
That's fun.
Right? And they use their powers. But then it comes back where they need our help, and he has to come back and say, look, to save the world, I need you, Robert.
I need to be on the podcast.
I need to be on the podcast to spread the word.
Yeah.
And then Joe, why are you sitting like a middle-aged woman? Right?
Because
holding your tits.
I'm upset that I haven't been asked to send my sizzle reel, or what's it called?
What?
Acting reel. My sizzle acting reel.
To where?
I feel like I should have had. You should have been like, "Hey, can you email me this? I got to talk to this guy."
Joe List is jealous of Dan's no success that he got.
I'm not jealous. I'm confused why I haven't been a part of it yet.
That's jealousy.
I'm confused. I've done a lot for Dan. I think. And I've never. Jay's got a show with them.
Which hasn't happened yet.
He's got a show with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And, I wish.
I mean, and Christian Bale. And
that would be awesome.
And I haven't had one. He wrote something with Luis Gomez.
Ugh.
I mean, he's doing stuff with
script. Luis and I wrote really
Michael
funny.
Che. I have
that
not
can't
one.
Be true.
Not one thing has he even
no,
brought
me either.
In on.
Not a phone call. Not a text. Nothing.
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 Not even. Not nothing.
He really
even
forgot you where you came from,
he
buddy.
He don't even follow you on Instagram.
What?
Follow who?
He doesn't even follow you on Instagram.
I follow Joe. Listen,
no,
you don't follow me.
I follow you on Instagram.
Do you?
Yeah. That Max playing the drums was great.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that was real fun.
Thanks, Joe.
That was
no
good.
Problem. I loved
Joe,
it.
Joe, thanks, man.
I think I even commented.
I think you did, man.
Yeah, I wrote, this is awesome.
That was sweet, man.
Yeah,
you think
no problem.
Dan saw that?
Thank you, no Joe.
You
if I get a show idea, you're coming.
Dude, let me tell you something like this. I'm going to try to mention you to people on the show that
mention me to anybody.
Next time I'm just gonna fucking burn the meeting, and the guy's gonna be like, "Well, I guess we're not doing a show." And he's like, "Why?" I was like, "I didn't want to bring it up on a podcast that was going 9 hours."
If that happens, mention my name. Just be like,
"Yeah,
you know
mention
who would be
my
good.
Name too."
What
yeah.
guy?
Dan, can you mention me?
What guy?
Is it the guy from Fox? Because I met with the chief of Fox one time, the general.
Dan, yeah. You're gonna need a storyboard artist for your show.
Goddamn right, I will.
I'm a marathon.
Look at he's the only one that you'll bring in
because he's polite about it.
Really, I would like to be on your show, please.
I'm not. I don't have a show.
Well, I just said you said be anything. Polite, and ooh. I was polite, and then you shut me down again. You flat faced fucking Roman.
If you do an episode about surviving a bombing, I'm a survivor.
What?
A survivor. I was at the Boston Marathon.
I was the Broadway bombing, so we can do that too.
Oh. I just
yeah, but you were
realized,
performing.
I just now realized that Dan got
Sean,
a flat face.
Yeah, I want to thank what? You so much. He does not a flat face; it's a flat nose.
Well, Will, you're off the Soder and List sitcom.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank you for coming in, man.
I want to thank Make you for having me.
I really appreciate it. It was great. Anytime you're in town, if you want to come in and sit down,
you got two first names: Crystal, Sean, Crystal,
and a great body.
Great bod.
That's all right.
That's all right, but in comparison to
42,
sitting next to you,
bad.
Sitting next to you, Bobby.
I think you fell off a little too. By the way,
should I lift my shirt up?
Yeah, go ahead.
What you got?
Put your pants down too.
Yeah,
let's get
see.
The whole thing.
Let's see your hog.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Let me see your dick. I'm kidding. Put it in Soda's cheek. I want to thank you for coming in, bro. He's been trying to get on for a while. You know, emailing me, we're back and forth. You finally got on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to come back.
Absolutely,
sure.
Dude. Come back on, just hang out. I know we kind of interviewed the fuck out of you today.
It was fun.
But it was good, and I love talking comic books, even though Dan knows a lot more about comic books than us. And
I didn't have a father. So.
And a show. And you have a show.
Well, he'll be too busy next time I'm back to come on.
Well,
so.
You both will, because you got to do the storyboards.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
So if you get a shot in between... You know, when you're doing his show, if you want to come back on, that'd be great.
Is that
a Dan show?
Where can people find you, buddy, on the internet?
I'm on Twitter at Sean Crystal. I'm on Instagram, Ink Pulp. If you look that up, that's most of my branding is under that name.
Sean is S-E-A-N or S-H?
S-H-A-W-N. Ink Pulp, INKPULP. I have a podcast as well where I talk to other artists and creative people.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
And that's Ink Pulp Audio on iTunes.
You should get Dan on it.
I'd love to get Dan
That'd
on
be
it.
Great.
Of course you
I would.
Would.
Love to.
Of course.
I've had some big names on there.
Well, I said, are you putting Dan with big names?
No, I'm saying I've had bigger.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I set him up.
Science queen.
All right. Will, what do you got?
Will, at Will Sylvins.
That's a dirty, weird beard.
WILSYLVINCE. At yeah. Will Sylvins. Right. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Facebook.com/WSYLVINCE. Website WILSYLVINCE.com.
Are you reading it on the inside of your eyelids? Why do you close your eyes when you say that?
Gotta get
I'm passionate, man.
Will's going away for 2 months. He's not going to be here.
Where are you going,
Will?
Going?
I'm going away for 4 months. Actually.
Where?
What?
Where? Where are you going?
I'm going to Australia. I'm doing.
When are you doing?
To do Kelly's
what
podcast?
What are you doing over there?
I'm doing a solo comedy tour.
What the fuck?
I asked you to come on, but you said you're too busy. I said you can.
I'll come.
I'll come too.
Is it money?
I'd love to
is it money?
Yes, there's money.
How much money?
Like $5 a week.
I'd like to go to Australia. Take me.
But take me.
Bobby, you have a wife
and
a family.
I don't have nothing. It's just a conversation.
All right.
If we get a break from filming, can we?
Yeah,
can I have permission to go down?
Yeah, but only when we're on break.
All right. Well,
I need
break.
I need you for principal photography.
Is he on the show?
Yeah.
Am I on the show?
Maybe.
Can I do it? Just I want to do
100%.
You should
I
play
do
us.
A guest. I just want to do guest starring. Yeah. Top of show.
100%.
$8,000 a week.
As long as you let me hold the mic like Bray Wyatt all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, you can. Do
you
that.
Should be a soda delivery guy.
What do you got? So we'll get to you last because you're the. Seems that you have most going
I
on.
I don't have anything going
so let's
on.
Go, let's go.
I have nothing going on. I have a phone call that I was supposed to make.
Okay, dude, listen, man.
And the guy is
buddy,
like, hey, is
please,
my cool suit to call you?
Can you not have
your... I got my people lined up.
I don't want your people calling
at Dan Soder, DanSoder.com. I'm going to be in Philadelphia Helium, and I'm going to be in Miami at Home Tap.
What's Home Tap?
I think it's the old
Sounds like
improv.
A gay club.
Hopefully.
Is it really the improv in Coconut Grove?
I think so.
It's
I don't
called
know.
Home Tap?
I'm pretty sure it's called Homebrew, Home Tap.
How long are you going to be there for?
Friday and Saturday.
That's it?
Yeah.
Good cash? Of course it is. It's you.
No, well,
you make a lot of money, man.
Dude, I am so
fucking
bottom
$5,000 for the weekend is awesome.
I wish. That's...
Good. You look at you smiling because I hit it right on the money.
Nope.
You're not a good
15,
actor.
15, baby.
$5,000. Wow.
$15,000
for Friday and Saturday.
Can I finish?
Yep.
I'm going to be in Australia March 17th.
Will, will you do my podcast?
Will, are you going to be in? Hello,
Canterbury.
Will.
You'll be a big get for us.
Melbourne, Sydney,
Will.
And then I'm doing the road.
My father
show.
Cured meats for you, Will. It's a dog.
What's,
can you come out here?
What's cure meats?
You
what does that mean?
Heal them of diseases.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
She heals
me.
All right, so you're going to be in Australia. We have a lot of fans in Australia.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
And you know what? I want to thank all the fans that showed up this weekend at the brew, the
Arlington
Draft House.
Woo, buddy.
Packed with YKWD fans.
Wow.
I can't believe how many fucking.
Yeah, a lot of people
I mean,
were there.
The guys drove up from
fucking Tennessee.
Tennessee. I want to thank you two guys.
Jesus.
A few of them
driving
up. A few
up.
Of them came up to my show when I was with the Wayans brothers in Houston.
Yeah, you guys are cunt in the
chat. Best
room,
fans
baby.
In the world.
Fucking greatest fans ever. Joe, what do you got?
Oh, this Thursday I'll be at the Big East Tournament. Both games, noon and 2:30.
Who are you seeing? You know?
Villanova, and then St. John's Providence.
Nice.
All right, no, but for real, everybody.
Thanks for the invite.
April 10th and 11th. You want to come?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to get a ticket. April 10th and 11th. I don't have extra tickets. April 10th and 11th, I'll be at City Steam in Hartford, Connecticut.
Hot
and then
club.
April 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'll be in Montreal at the Comedy Nest. Good chance the Bruins will be playing the Canadiens in the opening round of the playoffs.
I thought that club, oh, that's the Nest. That's the one in the mall.
Yeah.
Where the Montreal Canadiens used to play.
Yes. Great. And the Side Splitters, April 23rd, 24th, 25th, I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa. I know there's a bunch of you. No, I'm headlining you,
oh, shit,
you
sorry.
Jerk. I don't middle anymore. They didn't come down. You've been away a long time. They didn't come down to tell you. No more middle. No more middling, Bobby. And then May 7th through the 10th, I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati.
Middling.
Yes.
So come out. Headlining.
What the fuck kind of people are they? Fucking John, the fucking cocksucker's a middler now, right?
Just the good half.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Fucking what? Until you're doing 35.
After 27 years of middling, I decided to stop. You know what happens when you say, I'm not going to do that anymore? People go, oh, okay. Do you want a headline then? That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And I did Letterman. That helped as well. And also, I masturbate a lot.
And you're funnier than you were a year ago. Scopo.
That's not true.
What do I got?
You don't even ask what you have. He has what he has.
Yeah, I don't really have. I hung out with. We're in Aruba.
Aruba Ray.
Have you done that? You've done that, Joe.
I've done it twice.
You've never done it. You're too big for that gig.
Fuck you.
What, dude? You said you're too big. You make too much money.
Not at all. I couldn't do it.
Do you want to do it?
No, can I do it?
Absolutely,
yeah. I want
to. I actually told him about you. I did. I told him about Will, so Vince.
Ray and I talked about? To him. We tried 1 week. I was already on the road.
Hey, you're busy, dude. You got to make shows. Your show's coming out. You
know
what
I
mean?
You got a TV show. You got a radio show.
You got a radio show. You got a TV show, a cartoon. How many? I mean, get 9 shows.
This is 2 weeks in a row. He's here.
He got a kid show on PBS.
Movie. Shot a movie.
He got a kid show on PBS coming out.
You got a show on PBS coming out? A
couple of movies.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Decent sized piece.
With Tom Hanks.
I also got my own clothing line.
You do?
Yeah. Fuck. Shoes coming out. It's called Soders.
It's called Seventh Grade Boy.
Soders?
He got his own record label coming out.
Yep. You have a record label?
Yeah, Joe's rap album's going to be coming out on that. Yeah. We got Will doing the Christmas hits.
Sorry about that N-word, everybody. It was
Silent Night.
There you go. That's a little preview of what's coming out in October.
You do. Yeah, I'm going to throw a rake at your face.
You have a rake in here?
I do.
Will, I didn't tell you to stop with the Christmas hits.
Speaking of rakes. You're raking in the money.
Was that you? What?
What do I got?
This weekend, if you're listening in the chat room right now, you're going to be Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin, this weekend. Thursday, 1, Friday, Deuce. Saturday, Deuce, home on Sunday.
March 20th, the Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg, Florida.
That is a brouhaha with Mike Calta show. Me, Jim Norton, and Artie Lang.
Oh, so you're middling.
Yeah, no, I'm actually opening.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up last after Jim Norton and that fucking old bald fat fuck. Yeah, there's enough dick jokes and tranny jokes. I'm gonna throw up, fucking these two cum guzzling fucking queens. Will Sylvan, go ahead.
March 27th, the Comedy Works in Albany, and 28th.
Yep.
April 18th, Cove Haven Resort in Lakeville, Pennsylvania.
That's enough. Go to RobertKellyLive.com and for all your tickets for my shows, check out my dates, and make sure you pre-order my Robert Kelly Live album, actually DVD. You can get an unedited, extended version right at RobertKellyLive.com, front page. Click the button, $5 minimum donation. So for $5, you get my special.
And when does the special come out? It's coming out soon.
April. It's already been out on Comedy Central. Two times, and was awesome. Did very well, and now it's you can buy it. So go to RobertKellyLive.com and pre-order it. Comes out in April, extended, longer version. RobertKellyLive.com. And what else? What else we got? Oh, Deepu, what? Yep. Okay.
Didn't you say you wanted to mention that this week is my 3rd year anniversary of being on the show?
Happy anniversary. Yeah. Being on. Look at Dan. Look at he's already. You know. I mean, I'm sorry. I know you're big, and you gotta go. I'm trying to wrap this up.
I'm just thinking of new shoes to come out with on my new shoe line.
Maybe a pair of pumps.
Yeah,
good job. I'll call on the lists. Get on the lists.
Okay. I would like, can you do a shoe?
No.
All right.
You might get a sandal.
I'll take a sandal. Can I cover the toes, though? Because I have shitty toenails.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Could you lend me money?
I don't have any.
Can I have some money?
You have a house, bro.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't got a window in my bedroom, dog.
Yeah, but you do. You got a new apartment with that new fucking show money you got.
Dude.
You got a new show?
I'm going to be so mad at you.
What?
When I have this meeting today.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, hey, you know what? I just don't think I want to do this. And I'll be like, but Bobby said I had a show on the podcast.
Yeah, but dude, you have it.
No, I don't.
I know
You got it.
You don't know who the fuck I'm talking to.
Speak it into existence, man.
Yeah, I do, dude. I know who you're talking to.
Who am I talking to?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
You really want me to tell you? Do you want me to?
I think I told you on the phone, so I don't know if I
want. Do you want me to say it?
It's Rosen something.
Dan. I will say
Dan,
it.
Say it, Dan.
I will say it.
Say it.
You want me to say it?
He said say it.
Oh. No, I'm not gonna, you told me yesterday. I'm not telling you.
Okay.
It's not anybody's.
Rosen?
Business.
Is it Rosen something? Rosen Bloom?
Rosenberg? He's fucking.
Rosenthal.
Louis. He's meeting with Louis.
I
Louis,
wish.
Louis giving
Gomez?
Him a show.
Yeah, Louis is like, Louis, here's what I have as an idea.
No,
we beat the shit out of people who can't take jokes.
How about you sit at your computer and I throw punches an inch away from your head while you write something?
And then we do videos of Jay. So when Jay cried.
But we do it about like sluts.
Speaking of which, have you guys seen Colin Quinn's show?
Cop show.
No, what is it?
It's really funny.
It's awesome. Go to Lexus, I believe, .com. Lexus Online or something. What is
L,
it?
L Studios.
L Studios, and it's fucking hilarious. Check out Colin Quinn's cop show, the one with Amy and Jim Gaffigan. Keith Robinson's in it. It's fucking hilarious.
It's great.
So go check it out.
I believe Will's in it. That's why Seinfeld's he brought it up.
In it too.
What are you doing it?
I play a
thief.
A drug addict.
A what?
Drug addict.
I gotta go. all right, this show's been great. It was weird after the second half. It kind of petered out, but that's what happens when people aren't focused.
Oh, disagree.
I'm kidding.
It didn't peter.
I know. I'm joking.
Called. Married. Ugh. Tuesdays with Stories, folks. Check it out.
I swear to God.
You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.